The info war is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the info war. Articles, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. Spread the word. Also catch us on X at RealAlexJones and Rumble.com. The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app at AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. You are the resistance.
Kids.
I caught them on video.
I'm keeping my statements up here.
Hillary's deep in the creepy weird sex stuff, man. She crashes in the same room with that creepy weird old chick whose mom dons a hood over her head.
What the heck?
That chick number one is ugly. Picture how rank she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just reek. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. Little old vampire pot-belly goblins are shambling around,
hunting us down.
My spirit nears that evil and I feel it hit. With such self-centered crap,
was a remix of a very popular tune where, this is the thing about InfoWars, when you try to do stuff to make fun of us, we just take it and go, we're going to just take it, we're going to run with it. Oh, we're just going to do a contest. How about that? How about we do a contest? And people put in their own songs. It was amazing. I still play every once in a while the Reuben Obed version, which is one of my favorites. And there was an AI, that was an AI version. Somebody decided to feed it into AI, which is bound to happen sooner or later. And so that's what you get. You get the R&B version. It was big band too. Big band R&B version of We Love Our Somalis, which was first done by puppeteer musician Nick Lutzko, who thought he was going to get one over on the InfoWar. He comes from that lineage of those Tim and Eric type people. They think everything they do is funny and it's not really funny, but it's, I guess it's funny to a certain, segment of millennials. They find, non-humor funny. So there you go. We'll be right back. 1 minute break. We're starting the war room. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Carmelo Anthony verdict. He's guilty.
Yep. so much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the alexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Welcome to the War Room. Today is Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. We've got a whole host of news. We've got Iran developments. We've got the Knicks violent celebration, or I guess violent, I guess they were pissed off that their team didn't win. But first, breaking news out of Frisco, Texas in Collin County. A jury found Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder in the fatal stabbing of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf during a Frisco ISD track meet, bringing an end to the closely watched trial that drew national attention and sparked debate over self-defense, race, and school safety. You know, anytime you go to a school, they have those things so locked down with security and stuff inside that area. What needed to happen was, you know, Carmelo Anthony needed to be held account for his actions, because he was in a place he wasn't supposed to be. He was asked to leave. This is something that's ubiquitous across sports. You don't have a player from the opposing team coming over and sitting on the other player's bench during the game, do you? No, you don't have that. Now, track meets are different because they have events, so they got to wait around for their event to happen. It's not like they're all on the sideline getting ready for a football game. So he's over there in their tent. They ask him to leave. Several people ask him. Apparently, Austin asked him a couple times, said, "Hey, man, you got to leave," you know. Not bullying him, not trying to scare him or attack him, just saying, asking him to leave. And all the witnesses came by and refuted the accounts of self-defense and that he was being bullied and threatened. And I guess what it took was also some of the photos of what that knife did to Austin Metcalf's chest and slicing his heart. So they only deliberated for 3 hours after the testimony. So that... when it happens that quick, that usually means a guilty verdict. If it takes a long time, that's when you got to worry about hung juries. But we have Brianna Murillo was there, and she's got a verdict reaction from Dominique Alexander, who of course is going to say Black lives do not matter in Collin County, because if you're not allowed to just stab people who ask you, "Hey, what are you doing here at a track meet?" Then apparently everybody's racist. I mean, that's the mentality going on right now, and right now it seems peaceful. My prediction is that nighttime, that's when all hell's going to break loose in Collin County. But here is a video Brianna Morello put out of Dominique Alexander reacting to the Carmelo Anthony murder conviction. Here it is.
I speak on behalf of myself, Minister Dominique Alexander. I speak on behalf of myself as president of the Next Generation Action Network. The Next Generation Action Network wanted to respect this process, to be able to make sure that nobody said that the Next Generation Action Network obstructed this process, interfered in this process. But what this process did is shown that Black lives do not matter in Collin County. It showed us that time and time in American history, it has shown us to remove emotions from yet the law. This trial showed that it put emotions over the law. After Trayvon Martin and so many countless names, it has shown us that Black life is not safe in Collin County. It showed us that they did not listen to the law. It showed clearly that a judge
interfere in this process. It showed very clearly that a black boy was allowed, not one black soul on a jury. An all white jury convicted him in 2 to 3 hours. We know that they did not prove their case. They are currently sentencing Carmelo Anthony. But we know that the Next Generation Action Network put the first $10,000 towards an appellate attorney. Yeah. And we will fight Collin County like hell.
Yeah. I respected
this process. I allowed and called for peace in this process. But Black America should be very upset about what went on today.
We are.
Now, before all of the internet lawyers and before all of the interpretation of the situation, I'm only an advocacy leader. I'm not an attorney. I can only help families be able to navigate these processes when they find themselves in this type of situation.
So that's Dominique Alexander of the Next Generation Action Network, clearly showing that, you know, hey, if you murder somebody when you're not where you're supposed to be, it's okay. That's interesting that they did not have one black person on the jury. You would think a jury of your peers would include at least one black individual. Maybe they didn't answer the jury duty summons. You know, I mean, jurors are culled from a large group of people. I've gone to a jury duty summons. They summon you. There's a pool of 600 people. And his defense attorneys could reject. They all get rejections of people. And so I would say you talk to his attorneys and see what they were thinking. Apparently it was the prosecuting attorney and the defense attorney used to work together. So there could have been something in that. But I mean, the guy obviously stabbed him. There's video of him stabbing him. There's witnesses to the stabbing. There's witnesses before and after the stabbing occurred. And they all refute what the defense said. They said, no, it wasn't self-defense. He wasn't being threatened. He wasn't being bullied. He went up and shanked this guy because he was asked to leave the tent. And who knows why he was there? Who knows why he tried to go there? That's something he's going to have to deal with for the rest of his life. But he gets to deal with it for the rest of his life. He ended the life of a 17-year-old boy, a twin. And so they have to live without their son and brother, his family. And, you know, Carmelo Anthony will be hopefully spending a lot of his life in prison. We're going to keep you updated to that. Guys, anything drops? I know I think they went straight into deliberations because the jury was sequestered in this. And, but there it is. Carmelo Anthony found guilty of murdering Austin Metcalf. That's murder in the first degree. So I imagine he'll get at least 25 years. Maybe he will get life in prison. And, we will see what happens. And we'll have that for you here as soon as we hear it. So I want to go to Iran now. We had overnight let's see, where's my Iran stuff? Oh, is this what's going on outside the courtroom? Oh, this is actually before the verdict was reached, I think, because I was watching this. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, it does say verdict reached. So this guy's mad, obviously. You know, hey, nobody's fighting anybody yet. Nobody's being violent. They do have a lot of, you can see the state troopers and the sheriff's deputies there. I can't tell if those are state troopers or Collin County sheriff's deputies. But they've been called out. And because it's going to get, I can tell you, this is going to definitely, people better watch themselves after it gets dark in Collin County, around that courthouse and around Frisco. Because I would stay out of harm's way. I wouldn't go in there. If that was me, I wouldn't be around there provoking people, because emotions are running high. And anytime somebody a young black man is held to account for his actions, you get people that, can't understand how that could happen. And, yeah, I'm looking at that. So I want to do clip 22. I posted this last night. This is my visual representation of the current Mideast ceasefire. You guys could just roll this and I'll talk over. There's no audio to it, but here we go. This is the, if he makes it to the other side, then we have peace in the Middle East. We'll have peace, total peace. So let's see what happens. He's working. Oh no. And so what do we have? We had an Apache helicopter either shot down or had mechanical failure or something to that effect in yesterday. And they had, it was interesting, a drone picked him up. This is from the White House. I've just been informed by our great military that last night the Iranians shot down one of our highly sophisticated Apache helicopters while patrolling over the Strait of Hormuz. The two pilots involved are both safe and uninjured. Nevertheless, the United States must, out of necessity, respond to this attack. And that was off a True Social post that Donald Trump put out. But here we have, we're going to go to clip 21. Now the U.S., about 30 minutes after they put out that statement, they said, you know what, we're investigating whether they meant to fire on the helicopter or they're going to see what happens. It could have been somebody else fired on the helicopter. I wonder who would be involved in a false flag. Who knows? But let's, this is a quick 1 minute from Fox News talking about it.
The breaking development on that Apache helicopter that was shot down near the Strait of Hormuz. A U.S. official tells Fox that the military is now investigating whether or not Iran meant to fire at the aircraft. The two airmen were rescued by an unmanned drone surface ship and are doing okay. Joining us now is Mark Thiessen, Fox News contributor and former speechwriter to George W. Bush. So here's what President Trump put out on True Social about this within the last hour. He said, quote, I've just been informed by our great military that last night the Iranians shot down one of our highly sophisticated Apache helicopters while patrolling over the Strait of Hormuz. There were two pilots involved. Both are safe and uninjured. Nevertheless, the United States must of necessity respond to this attack. General Arnold Punaro was here saying he thinks that the president should respond not in kind, but really bloody the Iranian regime for doing this. But now the U.S. is saying, oh, maybe they didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, please. Look, the president has been incredibly patient.
Yeah, so we got a war hawk there going, we got to fire right. Maybe they didn't shoot it down. Maybe it was a mechanical failure. Do we have testimony from the pilots? What are the pilots saying? They obviously have to be talked about in this. And believe me, I'm not defending Iran, but I'm also like not interested in escalating a war that isn't going to do anything for the U.S. economy except drive it into the dumpster. So 47 could fire back on any moment, regardless of whether Iran intended. Here's another thing. How do you not intend to something? Do they have some automatic process? Are they using AI as well? We know they're using AI to make Lego videos. Are they using AI to shoot down Iranian drones? So we have that. Now, this is kind of in the Middle East. It's in the Mediterranean. So it's part of Albania. There's an island out there, Sazan Island. And the Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are apparently going to turn this island, which has a bunch of bunkers, a bunch of tunnels. You know, if you were to build an Epstein Island 2.0, this would be the perfect place. It's off the coast of Albania. But what's really pissing people off is, and you guys, you could just roll this video because the video we're going to show you is some citizens going up there and trying to stop the construction. So what's going on near, and if you guys could pull up a map of the island, right next to it, there's a little piece of land that they want to build, develop on too, which people are pissed about. And there's also an area where flamingos like to, it's like a, you know, a swampy area where flamingos like to eat. They eat the, shellfish, and that's why they have that pink look to them. But they want to build an airport there where the swamp is. So imagine anytime you have, planes flying in, you're going to, or taking off or landing, you have this chance of flamingos, which is not, they're not small birds, flying up and getting caught in the engines. And you have a lot. In fact, one of the more common ways a plane is to crash is it gets hit by birds. And they get sucked into the engine. The engine goes haywire. It doesn't work after that, and you have engine failure. So the Albanians are pissed about this. The leaders of Albania are like, no, we're going to do this. This is going. But what's interesting is Kushner seems to be taking money from this Mideast peace deal fund, this peace fund, using it to buy this. So it's like, it's real swarmy and scammy on its face of what's going on. But you can see the citizens of Albania are trying to stop these construction crews from working. I imagine those construction guys are getting paid really well, or they wouldn't be there doing it, because that's usually how they get people to basically, you know, help run interference on their country. You can see the nice AI that somebody put. There's the, we got people saying justice, no kings, and not for sale. We got Soros's son and Huma Abedin and the Kushners, the Kushner duo, basically, you know, making a land grab. It's essentially a land grab, and it's an old, old base. Who knows what's on the bottom of that? Who knows where these tunnels go? You know, everybody who's looking at this from afar is going, this is Epstein Island 2.0. So I want to get into this, the stuff that happened yesterday in the Knicks game, after the Knicks game in Madison Square Garden. But yeah, we're not, I'm going to wait just a little bit till next, because I kind of want to do it all in one segment. And I think I don't think I could do it in 7 minutes. So what do I have in the middle of this that, you know what? I'm going to drop this on you guys, and we'll do more of these as we go along. But at the end of the show, I'm going to cover some scams. Actually, this is going to be one of them I was going to cover, but we'll go to this now. And this is a basic consumer warning to people out there. A lot of these companies are using AI to make their business processes faster, streamline things, automate operations. Oh, it all sounds good on the surface, right? But this particular, with Progressive, this is her account of it. She noticed her insurance rates went up, and the AI went in and just changed her occupation, said she was a forest worker. So so they changed it to forest worker, and then she called them and said, no, I'm not a forest worker. Whatever she does, she told them whatever she does, and they're like, oh, we're dropping your insurance over $1,000 a year. So you might want to call if you're with Progressive, you might want to check if your insurance rates have gone up and see if there's any chicanery going on. But this is this one lady's testimony, guys. This is 14. Let's roll it. No, that is not it. You know, that one we got to watch. That one's got a lot. In fact, pull that one down. Well, we can play that one while I talk about it, because there's so much. That's going to be the highlight of the show when you get to that one, because we won't be able to play much of it. All right, we're going to go to 16 now. It's Progressive Insurance. AI gave people the wrong occupations to overcharge them. So that's because AI is doing its job. Its job is to figure out ways to scam you for the company. And it's just like, well, you know, I was programmed to do this. So I just, well, how do I do it? I change people's occupations, and then we can overcharge them. So we can't just overcharge them. We have to go by our schedule and our data sheets. And so that's one way to do it, is just change people's occupations. So here it is.
If you use Progressive for any of your insurance policies, you're going to want to hear this. So I was on the phone with Progressive the other day, and the gal on customer service, she goes, what do you do for work? And I said, I work in an office. Why? She said, well, we merged with AI like 7 or 8 months ago, and it has you listed as forest work.
What does that even mean?
I was like, what? Like I just work in the forest? She's like, yeah. So she like updated my actual occupation. My policy went down by $1,000. That's $166 a month. Go talk to Progressive and figure out what it has listed as your occupation. Also, request any speeding tickets or accidents to be removed from your record. Hope this saves you money.
Oh, my God. Did she just put up a racist symbol there at the end? Was that the OK symbol? Did she just flash that? I feel so triggered at this point. But I find it interesting that if you work in the forest where you're breathing clean air and you're in sunlight, It's more dangerous than working in an office under fluorescent bulbs, under, you know, fumes from printers and other machinery, being crammed in a enclosed space, not breathing fresh air, not getting sunlight. It's interesting how it's like the inverse. The health index is inversed on you right there. But anyway, if you have Progressive insurance, I would give them a call. Or if you have any insurance and you notice it went up, there's all kinds of ways they're going to do this to you in the coming years and months with AI. So be sure and watch out for that. I will get into some more scam stuff coming up. Especially, it seems like the Indians are at the heart of all this scammy type behavior. So we will, I'll cover those probably at the end of the show. But, you know, what I want to tell you right now, if you haven't checked out our new 3-gallon gravity fed water filter system, you know, we sold Berkey's at one time, then Alexa Pures, then Pro Pures. Well, now we've got a new system from Bigley. It's gravity fed, same system. It's got charcoal filters. It's got, filters on the bottom that pull out the fluoride. So dual carbon high grade filters. And there's no electricity, no plumbing, anything. These NSF documents are really interesting because they're actually kind of boring because you can't find anything in the results page. They're indeed, that means non-detectable. So everything is non-detectable out of these. It pulls everything out of here. Phenols, ethyl hexanol, nitrobenzene. I mean, every chemical under the sun is being pulled out of these. And you can imagine you're drinking that in your regular drinking water because they don't test for most of this stuff in drinking water. They'll test for a few things, but not this stuff. But you can see aluminum, non-detectable, arsenic, non-detectable, barium, non-detectable, beryllium, non-detectable, bismuth, non-detectable, cadmium, non-detectable, cerium, non-detectable, cobalt, non-detectable, chromium, non-detectable. And it goes on and on and on. There's cesium, non-detectable. Copper, it actually might not be a bad idea for you to drink out of copper vessels or use copper pipes, but I don't know if you want a ton of copper in your water, but this thing takes out everything. Gallium, mercury, look at that, takes out all the mercury. Iridium, lithium, you don't want lithium in your drinking water. Unless they want you docile, but, very interesting. Take them off. And right now there's a deal. The deal is there's a special sale. If you're a VIP member, it's an amazing deal. $183.99. If you're just a regular customer, $229.99. The regular price, $300. So, and most gravity systems are over $400 when you count the filters and everything in them. There's also a stand you could get. And, go back to the picture of that, guys, or show the B-roll. It's actually, yeah, you can't really see it there. It says it's got Alex Jones' signature etched into the water filter. The stand also is really neat. It keeps it off the table, so you don't have to put it on the edge of a counter. You can have it back. There's your stand. It also has Alex Jones' signature, stenciled into it. And you can use the stand for anything. That sounds like I looked at that stand. I'm like, that's something I would take camping. You know, you pull a pan off the grill and you could stick it right next to the fire right there. So check all that out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Also, 50% off Ultimate Life Force. It's one of my go-tos. It's got just about everything you need. Bromelain, N-acetylcysteine, natokinase, turmeric, and black pepper extract. If you want to get rid of the spike proteins lingering in your body, Ultimate Life Force is a great way to do it. So right now, it's 50% off for a limited time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with more news and reports.
Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I'd raise that point. I'd say, aren't I good? I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I could then hire more crew, more stuff. But I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away, so you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this. For others that don't, iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium chloride, I think someone, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, a little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person, and your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grubb, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the 2 week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you kind of, it's feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them, even though they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because you've got some different thyroid issues that can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but you talk to your physician. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. It is Tuesday, June 9th. Just the 6th month. We're almost halfway through the year already. And it's been a crazy year. Crazy, crazy year. So we've got this tribalism acting out at the Carmelo Anthony trial in Frisco. And it's along racial lines, you know, black versus white, for the most part. that's where it's at. And that's where the elites love it. They love black versus white, or any groups. They love minority groups going against each other. Well, what's interesting about what happened in New York City last night after, the San Antonio Spurs beat out the Knicks to take a, uh, to just basically take a game back. So now it's 2-1. Knicks are still in the lead in the best of seven series. But you've got people wearing Spurs shirts were getting attacked all over the city. But it wasn't just that. And I don't have this video, but I saw when the game was over, somebody walked up to the screen where they were watching the game and like sliced the screen as if the screen had anything to do with the Knicks losing. It's not like they lost the championship. They just lost a game. This is just a game. Can you imagine if they lose the championship in New York? It is going to be a riot. But basically, if you wore a Spurs shirt, you were getting your ass beat. There's a guy, he's like, all right, look, I'll give you my Spurs shirt. Can you just let me walk away? So we'll go to these one after another. We'll go to the first one. The white teen protects another guy. And we actually have an interview from this guy afterward. So let's go to that first. And we can show people this is the tribalism that's going on. Has nothing to do with the reality of your life or the outcome of your life. Like, it doesn't matter if what team wins in your life. It's not going to make a difference. You might feel a little bit better, but it's not making a difference in your life. But here's the reaction. And because, you know, things like these flash mobs have been allowed to proliferate, people are allowed to like drive dirt bikes through New York, there's just kind of a lawless atmosphere. Well, this is what you get. You get more of that when things don't quite go their way. So here's the first video. This is white teen protects another team from massive mob of feral Africans that start randomly attacking him. Let's roll it. You can see the guy in the Spurs shirt right there. His buddy's trying to get him out. See, look, some guy's strong-arming him, trying to get his shirt. Now, they don't appear to be beating him, but they want the shirt. The shirt is the trophy because they're going to burn the shirt, and that's going to make them feel better. They want the bounty. The bounty is the shirt. And guys, you could just roll the next one. There's like a shot of this same incident from the top, from a balcony. That's the next one. You can just roll into that one. But you can see the insanity that's going on over a freaking game. And luckily you got a few people in there that are like, wait a minute. This is wrong. This is totally wrong. So it seems like the guy's going to make it out of there with his shirt. And you can just go to the shot above, which is from the balcony. There's the same incident right there. Somebody's shooting it from the balcony.
Yeah, I haven't seen New York lose in the finals yet. That's what it is.
And you know, New York hasn't lost at all, really. They're like 13-game winning streak. But you gotta be thinking, you just won 13 games and you lost one.
They fighting right now.
Oh no!
But you can see the insanity going on. Let's go to the next one, which is there, this guy gets interviewed, cause I guess these are streamers that are out there. Here's the interview of him just reacting to what's going on, the insanity that has befallen New Yorkers. Here it is.
I cannot believe he got it on still, bro.
Yo, I couldn't see anything, bro.
Like, straight, like, shirt
a whole minute, I couldn't see anything, bro. My jersey over my head, getting scratched, still alive, chat.
Hold the mic, stay close.
We're still alive.
Yo, chat, is Canel good, chat?
No, they still
got jumped.
Yo, Spurs are six.
So, you know, even the young people don't seem to be too interested in the societal, line that we've crossed with this. You might see a little bit of that in a Philadelphia game, but it's kind of rare to see it in New York, actually. They're a little more tolerant. Let's go to the next one, which I think is the old man, the uncle. They're beating up old people over this. Go to that one. Here it is. Look at this, just surrounding an old man, gonna beat him up to get his jersey. That's where we're at now in society. This is how we're progressing. This is what progressivism gets you. And I'm sure the mayor's proud as punch about this. Yeah, they're probably gonna find a way to blame Donald Trump. Oh, you had so much security with Donald Trump being there. No, not people taking accountability for their actions. We can't have that. But this is what's interesting. This is not a racial thing. You saw that. That was a black guy. Let's go to the next one. It's a young black kid. They're trying to get his jersey. So it's not a racial thing. This is something different. That's what's so interesting about this. And it's whites and blacks targeting anybody else wearing the wrong uniform. So it's a whole uniform thing. It's definitely tribalism. Like, this poor kid. It's like, nah, bro. But they're going to get his shirt. So it's crossed racial lines in this one instance. I mean, they're going to just rip it. They're like, dude, you're giving us the shirt. You want to get out of here? Give us the shirt. And what do these shirts cost? Those shirts are like, you know, probably $100 a piece. But he's giving it to them. Don't want to get his ass beat. And they got the shirt. I forget what the next one is, guys, but I think it's, go to the next one. This is just a brawl. This is a brawl that broke out. I mean, this is just bedlam. And we're not even seeing people go after shirts, but we're just seeing people fighting. And this guy got a branch. He must be near a park. A superhero jumping in. And we got the World Star people capturing it for World Star. Are they speaking English? I don't know. I can't even tell. Well, they're such tolerant people. And there's the cops, probably not allowed to do anything. I think the last one, guys, is them the people attacking a plant. They've taken out their anger on a plant. Losing one game, remind you. This is not, they didn't lose the championship, if you even care about that stuff. But let's go to the plant photo or video. I guess they start trying to clear them out with pepper spray. Because, you know, they held a little viewing in the park for the fans. What's that? Yeah, we'll go to the next one. Yeah, here's the plant. I mean, it's just like, what? Is that plant a Spurs fan? The total insanity, the mass hysteria that is going on. And I think this is where the fight started. And then there's a brawl let out because people were hitting people with branches. But that's your society. That's your society now, is people beating each other up over just a single basketball game, not a championship series, not that makes it an excuse, but that's where we're at. Insanity is what has overtaken our country. And I don't think it has anything to do with the game. I think it's people pin up from other things. Everything's been turned up. It's getting hot. We got 5G cranking up. These people are just living in a area that's just bombarding them with electromagnetic radiation. And also, you know, the hate coming out of the politicians to look at your fellow citizens as enemies, because that's what they want. They want people fighting as two teams. They love the Democrat Republican. They don't want people coming together. They don't want just a good game between two teams, which, you know, I watched part of the game. It was a good game. It wasn't a blowout on either side. All right, let's jump to the California. I got a couple articles here. There's one more article I wanted to see, wanted to grab. Smartphones reduce birth rate. Wow. Study says. That's interesting. We'll get to that later. Vote fraud. Los Angeles County woman pleads guilty to paying people in Skid Row to vote. And this is something that James O'Keefe's group, what's it, OMG? Well, they were covering. They were showing how they signed the homeless people up, and then they're going to get their – the homeless people never get their ballots. So they sign up to vote, but then they don't ever see their ballots. And we've got some amazing stuff with that. But Brenda Lee Brown Armstrong, 64, Marina Del Rey, entered a plea on one count of paying another person to register to vote. A federal charge that carries a penalty of up to 5 years behind bars, sentencing scheduled for August 31st. According to her plea agreement, for nearly 20 years, Armstrong periodically worked as a petition circulator in that role. So for 20 years, she was paid by coordinators, so since at least 2006, to collect voter signatures and official petitions that qualify initiatives. So she liked to go to Skid Row and get people to pay people to sign these petitions. That's where the problem comes in. But, you know, we've got this. In fact, let me show you this first. Let's see. Okay, guys, we're going to play clip four first. See if you can stop it when she looks up to her left. As we go, we could play through it a couple times. It's a 10-second clip. This is just a clip from the news that somebody put up. Women inspecting ballots in L.A. County look for signatures looks almost blind. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Play this clip, and we'll just
finalize election results because the state allows
the volume down. But watch when it cuts to the worker right here. There she is. Barely see it. Now watch her look to the right. That's how a blind person does it. Here, guys, come to me real quick, and we'll go back to her. So she's right here. And then she's like, she looks up and she's feeling for her thing. And you know, the editor is probably a normal person's like, hey, we need to show the people that there's blind people checking signatures, literal blind people checking signatures. Look, she's got it up to her face. And then you can see right there. That's how a blind person operates, people. Okay. Now, I don't know this lady's name. I don't know who she is, but to me, she looks blind as a bat. Reading that signature like that. I mean, I can at least read it from here. But she's like this, and then. I mean, so we got blind people inspecting the votes. And then you have, here's a tweet that I saw. You got this man, Russ, SoCal Russ, 1983. Today I received a letter just like my neighbor did informing me my California ballot was not counted because my signature verification didn't match state records. I've been voting in California for 20 years. Oh, well, then he showed his ballot down the way. If you guys have that, I don't know if you have the tweet on X, but, or the post on X, but you scroll down. He voted for Steve Hilton. That's why his vote didn't get counted. See, you're voting the wrong way, Russ. If you vote the right way, we count your vote. If you don't vote the right way, well, it just doesn't match. See, you notice how the signature verification works. So you got the blind person counting votes for the Democrats, and then you've got the hardliner with the giant magnifying glass. Reminds me of Top Secret. The guy has the big eye, and he's got the magnifying glass, and he pulls the magnifying glass away, and he's still got the big eye. You know, that's who's looking at Republican signatures. And then there's this. So how do you get to vote in California? Well, California allows every illegal in the state access to free taxpayer-funded health insurance. That means every illegal in the state gets an insurance card, and that's all they need to register to vote and be sent a mail-in ballot. Let's take a look at each item that allows voter registration, meaning automatic mail-in ballot sent to your home. You could have an employer ID card, a credit or debit card, a prescription drug label, a gym membership, or an insurance card. That's how you get to vote in these elections. That's clip two, guys. Let's roll that one.
All right. This is crazy. This is all you need to register to vote in California. If you have a gym membership, employer ID card, credit card, prescription drug label, or an insurance card, you can vote. So let's take a look here. If you have one of these, if you have a gym membership, if you have a bank card of any kind, if you have an old employee ID from any company you've ever worked at, or let's take a look here. If you are an illegal, you can get health insurance benefits, which means you get one of these cards. You can walk right in and vote. It's rigged.
So basically, a note from your child, I guess. If you have a note from your child, you can get it. We actually found the video of the people who are looking at Republican ballots. Guys, roll that video. There it is right there. See, he's got his magnifying glass. And, oh, wow. He's really, really looking at those ballots right there. And here's the thing. If you go, you know, Trump's like, hey, you guys are cheating. And Kristen Welker's like, no, what's your evidence? What's your evidence? That's all they say.
What's your evidence? There's no evidence.
That's all they have. There's no evidence. And, well, California's official signature verification rules for vote by mail. Signatures do not have to look identical or even look the same to be accepted. Somebody showed one. I don't even know if this was true, but they had where their signature was supposed to be, they put a smiley face. Okay? So, and then here's this. New California law bans law enforcement from interfering in state elections. No, they're not interfering in state elections. Maybe they're just looking to see if people are cheating. Okay? Law enforcement officers will be banned, and this just came out May 27th, so just in time for the election, will be banned from interfering in California. Did you see how this is written? The California Voter Foundation, improving the voting process to better serve voters, right? Now, I mean, better serve dimtards is what it should say, dimtards. Law enforcement officers will be banned from interfering with California elections under a new law Governor Gavin Newsom signed Wednesday, just in time for the June 2nd primary election. The law, which takes effect immediately, criminalizes the act of taking cast ballots from the custody of a local election official, like the blind lady we just saw, you know? As a gubernatorial candidate, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco did earlier when he seized more than 600,000 ballots from his company's register of voters. Although Bianco claimed he was checking for proof of fraudulent voting, there is no evidence to suggest the ballots were cast improperly. Yeah, that's what they say. There's no evidence. That's how they frame it. There's no evidence to suggest the ballots were cast improperly. We don't know whether they're cast by a registered voter or by an illegal or by somebody with a gym membership who doesn't even live in the state. That doesn't matter. And here's the interesting thing. Guys, if you can find the line graph that shows how this race went for mayor of Los Angeles, Neitha Raymond lost her own district, which is District 4. You can see Karen Bass. This is Neitha Raymond, the Indian lady, her own district. Karen Bass got 32% of the vote. Spencer Pratt got 31%. All right. Nina isn't even shown in this list. Okay, but here's the interesting part. In her district, Steyer and Becerra, which are both Democrats, were first and second in her district. So it's not like they weren't voting Democrat. They were voting. These people are primarily Democrats. But even the people of Los Angeles are like, look, we've had enough of Karen Bass. So this Neitha lady didn't even win her district. Yet we're supposed to believe she got thousands of votes at the last minute through the mail-in process. So she didn't even win her district. And Gays for Trump posted that. And even Grok agreed. The post-core claim is accurate. They asked Rock, and Rock said this. In 2026, Neitha Ramon, CD4, that's her council member, placed behind Karen Bass and Spencer Pratt in her home district 4 precinct level. Yet, late-term mail-in ballots from other city districts enabled her to narrowly overtake Pratt for second place overall. But wait, there's more ballots. Here they come. And where do they come from? They come from homeless people. All they need to know is the number. They got how many ballots do we need? We've got a ballot for every citizen of Los Angeles, and none of them vote. I think there was 10 million that voted in the state of California. So they had 10 million people vote in the state of California, which has, what, like 25 million people or something? Might even be more than that. It's got a lot of people. So you got all those extra ballots. That's all they need to know is to know the number they have to win by. And so what they were doing, this is what I speculate. I speculate that they're test driving this new scenario for the LA mayor race that they're then going to do in the gubernatorial race because Steve Hilton is a Republican and they can't have him winning. But let's look at elections in general. This is Laura Logan on with Benny Johnson. And she's talking about the revelations that we've already known that, and when we say this, they go, oh, there's no evidence, but now we've got Maduro in custody. But, the U.S. went after Maduro because they knew Venezuela rigged the 2020 election with Iran and the CCP, claims an eyewitness in his custody. So here's Laura Logan breaking it all down.
And I, with all due respect, I say this. The Trump administration went after Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela because they rightly knew they had worked for 12 years on an indictment on Nicolas Maduro, right? Venezuela was involved, directly involved in the theft of the 2020 election. They stole that election from President Trump, working with Iran, working with the CCP, working with others. We know a lot of the details because there is a Venezuelan, very senior Venezuelan, sitting in prison who was actually a witness, an eyewitness to the theft. But what President Trump's administration did not do is they did not go after all the other people in Maduro's administration who were involved in the theft of the 2020 election. You know what they did instead? They took the woman, Delcy Rodriguez, the vice president under Maduro, and they made her the president. And that is because from what I understand from people dealing with this firsthand, that's because among others, the intelligence agencies were convincing the president, oh, you can't risk, you know, having the regime collapse in Venezuela. That's going to hurt you and so on. Delcy Rodriguez and her brother, Jorge Rodriguez, who presided over the theft of the 2020 election, are 100% complicit in the theft of elections in 72 countries worldwide. You want to know why President Trump doesn't get the support that he needs from a country like Spain? Because the cartel in Venezuela, the cartel that runs the country, Cartel de los Soles, they selected the Spanish prime minister. Why does America get all this heat all over the world? Because the globalist, Marxist, Islamist alliance that has these cartels as their army, they all work together. So we don't face one enemy. The election in LA, the corruption there, the corruption in the system, this isn't about one enemy. This is about all of America's enemies working together. And all of those illegal immigrants in that sanctuary state of California who not only distort California's representation in the House, but who also get, they're on jury, so they're involved in the criminal justice system. I mean, all of these people, what they're doing is they are diminishing citizenship. They want to take your individual sovereignty and your national sovereignty, and they want to make it mean nothing. And that's what they're in the presence of doing.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
And what did they do at the same time?
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Surveillance cameras in Brooklyn caught more than a dozen unidentified people climbing in and out of manholes late at night. One group of seven stayed underground for 3 hours, then came out, changed out of dirty clothes, and drove off in waiting cars. A second group of eight did the same thing nearby. Police found no damage, but the coordinated timing, waiters, flashlights, and efforts to hide their activity have raised serious concerns. This was not random sewer scavenging. America's underground tunnels, sewers, and utility corridors connect directly to power grids, water systems, communications, and transit lines, making them potential weak points in our infrastructure. This New York incident fits into a larger pattern of threats. In Alabama, divers found a grenade-style IED attached to the Converse Reservoir Dam, the main drinking water source for 350,000 people. It was safely removed, but officials called it an unprecedented threat that could have poisoned the water or breached the dam.
As alleged in the complaint, the defendants were inspired by ISIS to carry out their attack. There should be no confusion about what ISIS constitutes. It is a designated foreign terrorist organization responsible for deadly terrorist attacks across the globe and has taken credit for mass casualty attacks in Europe, the Middle East, and right here in the United States.
Similar risks appeared in recent terror activity. In late 2025 and early 2026, there have been multiple attacks and foiled plots, including an Afghan national who killed a National Guard soldier, a truck, and a shooting attack on a Michigan synagogue full of preschoolers. The ISIS-inspired New Orleans truck ramming that killed 14, and various disrupted plots. These included far-left extremists building bombs in California for New Year's Eve attacks on companies and ICE, an 18-year-old ISIS supporter planning attacks on North Carolina stores, and other ISIS-linked plots in Michigan. And now this fool in Newark is staring down a felony for threatening the lives of an ICE officer and his family. Together, the underground probes in New York, the dam device in Alabama, and the steady stream of terror plots shows that America's critical infrastructure is being tested.
If we ask ourselves, as Muslims living in the West...
Right, and you drew a distinction between violent change and non-violent
change. Exactly, yeah, okay. Which is the political one. We as Muslims...
You've suggested that non-violent equates to political... But we'll run with that for the moment.
Okay, yes.
Right.
And that's why I'm asking for a third alternative, and there is no third alternative.
Right.
So the breakthrough comes if you remain in the field. If you leave the field, the breakthrough may come and you are not there. You will miss it. So we have to be as Muslims, as people who care about Islam, we remain in the field. We know what America plans. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ Allah says, they plan and we plan.
Need to know the United States as an economy, as a superpower is falling down. This is the time now, they're weak. It's the time now to go and do jihad and call them to accept Islam and implement Islam on them.
We need full investigations into the Brooklyn sewer incidents, much stronger security around dams, tunnels, pipelines, and utilities, and zero tolerance for anyone scouting or tampering with our lifelines. It is far better to act on these warnings now than to face a reckoning later. John Bound, reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
John Bound puts out tons of reports each week. You can check that one out. Bound Report, the underground jihad in the USA. And that's what an insurgency does. They use tunnels. They use the infrastructure. They use the back alleys. They're not out front. They're running in the shadows. So that's an interesting report. And I remember first seeing that came on somebody's Ring camera or something, of guys just 3 a.m. popping out of a manhole, and they're like, whoa, what's going on? And then they go in and search it. You know, you've got different attacks that could happen on our infrastructure. It's all, I mean, 2026 doesn't look like it's going to get much better. So strap yourselves in, folks. I'm going to cover some bunch of headlines. When we come back, I've got some chemtrail news. We're going to look at the Indians scamming everybody. And then the insanity that's going on in the UK. There was almost a beheading. I don't even want to show you the video. It's so disgusting. But, hey, it's coming here.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Started the second hour of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. Once again, you can find all the streams. I neglected to tell you guys that the first hour on alexjoneslive.com. That's the new website. Millions of hits in the last month and a half, or month and a week. Millions of hits. People are spreading the word. We need you to double down. alexjoneslive.com. Send that out to everybody you know. Text it. Send it in your email lists, put it on social media. That is how we get the word out. You can see I'm up there live right now on our, that's on the front page. So people go, oh, I don't know where to find the streams. They're right there on the front page. You go to the front page, it's right there, alexjoneslive.com. Now, if you want to just stick on X, we've got the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live, and we also have @RealAlexJones. You can find everything there. We also have on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show Live. So those are the places to go to check out the live streams, but you can find them all at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com, boom. Click on that and you can find it. Now, we finished up with the clip of Laura Logan. This is off of, Glenn Beck. Federal election fraud charges coming soon to California. U.S. Attorney Bill Essily tells Glenn Beck, we will be charging some people. So maybe we got some information. I don't know. I mean, California has pretty much made it illegal to for law enforcement to look at ballots and charge people with fraud, you know, especially if they have a note from their mom. I think they're allowed to vote at this point and become U.S. citizens. That seems to be how they run things in California. But here's Glenn Beck. Here it is.
You said you expect people to be charged. Can you say with what, and you feel confident enough you have enough evidence?
I will just say it will be election fraud charges in the next, I hate to put timelines on things, but 1 to 2 months, I believe. We need the some of these results to be certified so we can prove some of the allegations. But we will be charging some people. I can't get in too much, and mostly, Glenn, I mean, it's not just DOJ rules, but we also want to protect innocent people. If we get something wrong, want someone to be tainted with the with the stain of an investigation until we're able to prove that in court. So I can't get into too much, but just know that at this point right now, we're wide open for investigations. If anyone knows anything, direct evidence. I know people have theories and they have ideas, and what we need right now are witnesses. If you've witnessed anything, if someone voted in your name and you found out someone voted for you, we want to know about that. If you saw someone collecting ballots in a suspicious way or doing something odd with ballots, we want to know about that. Those are the kind of things we need direct evidence of right now so we can launch into deeper investigations.
So here's the tweet from Glenn Beck. Election charges becoming soon. U.S. attorney was saying 1 to 2 months. Here's the conundrum. They say, well, we got to wait till it's certified. Okay. And then once it's certified, it goes to these judges and the judges go, well, it's certified. So you guys certified this election. So obviously it's on the up and up. So it's almost like you can't go get a do over. You can't do anything until they certify the election. But when it's certified, it seems to be like, well, we can't do anything because it's been certified. Have you seen any elections results be overturned? I haven't. I mean, how are you going to overturn the 2020 election? What are you going to do at this point? What's going to happen? So there is that. But let's look across the pond. Guys, I'm just going to roll these headlines out. French man stabbed to death at home of trans-Pakistani suspect. At home as trans-Pakistani suspect turns himself into police. So it's not just an immigrant, a migrant. It's a trans-Pakistani national. Probably couldn't be living in his country as a trans-Pakistani. So he had to move and firefighters arrived at the property and found a man in cardiac arrest. Despite efforts to revive him, he was pronounced dead at the scene. An examination of the body found at least 2 stab wounds, prompting police to open a homicide investigation. Hours later, a 22-year-old suspect presented himself at the police station and admitted to stabbing the victim the previous day. He was taken into custody. So the investigation didn't even find the guy. He had to turn himself in. Oh, we'll come to that one in a second. Here it is. Beheading in Belfast. Shock video of African migrant trying to decapitate Irishman becomes a grim metaphor for Ireland's open borders invasion. You don't say. Disturbing footage out of Belfast shows the moment an African migrant sat on top of an Irishman in the middle of the street and tried to cut his head off at the neck using a small knife. Bystanders watched in horror. Notice, no one helped him. Get off of him. They just yelled at him. Like, beat the guy with a pole. He's going to let him behead a guy?
He's got a knife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't have guns. Yeah, we're not allowed to be armed. See, we're slaves in Belfast. This is my favorite, though. UK authorities threaten Brits who share footage of horrific attack by African migrant, because that's racist. Sharing this footage right here that we're showing right now is racist. Poor guy getting his head cut off. Why? Because he was born in Belfast. So, UK authorities are scrambling to prepare for violent protests following the country's latest horrific crime perpetrated by a third world migrant on British soil. Yeah. People were pissed off about the other guy who got stabbed by the ceremonial knife, the Sikh knife. Here's another one. Polish model beaten and nearly gang raped in Italy before being rescued by Italian man. An incredibly disturbing targeted assault has shaken Porto Roma district of Milan involving a 32-year-old Polish model, Anna Azkamit, as she moved to the Lombardy city just a few months ago. But a few days ago, she was stalked, cornered, and physically attacked by a gang of youths in broad daylight. The devastating gang rape was only prevented because a passing young man bravely intervened to rescue her. The incident took place on Friday at 2 p.m. while she was walking down the street. I was going grocery shopping at the supermarket right next to my house. Okay. Right next to my house. I had just left. At one point, I noticed a group of boys. There must have been 6, 7, maybe 8. They were drinking beer. I immediately had a bad feeling, so I changed my path to avoid crossing paths with them, but there was no point in moving. By now, they pointed at me. In an effort to escape, she quickly changed direction, but the group pursued her. They quickly closed the distance and initiated a physical assault. According to the victim, the ultimate objective was clear. They intended to gang rape her. Aw, what a racist. She's just assuming that that's what they wanted to do. Maybe they were trying to culturally initiate her. They chased me, caught up, started touching me as she fought back. Screams alerted a nearby young man believed to be Italian national who ran and helped her. Following a brief physical structure with a rescuer, the pack finally backed off and fled the area. Here, let's go to this one. Moroccan man arrested for anal rape of autistic minor in bathroom of Spanish kebab shop. I mean, what do you say to these headlines? Spanish police have arrested 36-year-old Moroccan immigrant for a particularly gruesome alleged sexual assault of a vulnerable autistic minor in the town of Denia. Investigators allege the man gained the family's trust during the encounter and even provided them with a telephone number. A short time later, the girl went into the restroom where police say the alleged assault took place. According to the complaint, a minor told investigators that she was sexually assaulted inside the restroom after encountering the suspect. She said that she was attempting to leave to return to the table, and he grabbed her, forcibly kissing her. Initially, she rejected his advances, but she froze in fear as he pulled down his trousers and anally raped her while he took photos of the attack. How do you even do that? How many arms does this guy have? She did not immediately tell her family what had happened, later stating she had been frightened and emotionally shocked. Wow. Her parents reported the matter to authorities, and the minor was taken to the hospital for a forensic examination. They recognized him from photographs, so they went after him. Of course, the investigation remains ongoing because we don't want to arrest a migrant without due process, right? Britain on the edge as mass protests expected after attempted beheading attack by migrant. Tommy Robinson said mass protests are expected tonight. Nation horrified after Somali migrant attempted to behead a UK citizen. Cue the song, guys. African migrant tries to solve. In fact, as we go to break, maybe you guys can play that video while we love our Somalis part while he's trying to saw the guy's head off. If y'all could pull that off, you got 12 minutes to figure it out. Last night's attempted beheading of a British man by a Somali migrant in Belfast is becoming a major flashpoint. Yeah, you don't say. Mass protests reportedly expected across more than 70 cities. This is the interesting part that you got to think about. You got to go, what are the public servants? How are the public servants rationalizing this to their people? You know, we've got the incident where the young man got stabbed to death and bled out while he was being arrested by police who didn't believe he was stabbed, and he was stabbed in the lung and choked on his own blood. And they let the other guy go because he just said, no, he's a racist. He's a racist. How did he know to say that? Oh, well, they're fed these talking points by the NGOs. As they're kind of like, if somebody does something you don't like, just call him a racist. That's your magic word to get out of anything.
Oh, magic word. Free stuff.
And the NGOs and the rest of the groups out there that want to change the makeup, the genetic makeup of the European continent, for reasons we don't know. I guess because these people are easily controlled. You know, you could say the Europeans are easily controlled. They bow down to all this. They just love it. They just take it. They're obviously not doing enough. They're obviously not voting because they keep voting the same people in. They keep these same policies. You know, France had many chances to elect Marine Le Pen. Never got elected, interestingly enough, though. It's always just not enough votes. We're going to keep the guy that's just going to bring in more migrants and going to punish you if you speak out against it. Same thing in the UK, Keir Starmer. Nobody likes this guy. How did he get elected? Seemed like Liz Truss was actually somebody good, so they manufactured, or at least I wouldn't say she was good. She wasn't totally evil. She wasn't totally evil. So they had to get rid of her. And they bring in Keir Starmer. They've got Indians running half of their city. Muslims are I think, mayors of dozens of cities in the UK. And they're like, oh, they're not going to take over. They're not going to take over. No, they're not going to take over until they take over. That's how it works. They don't take over until they take over. We got a, I just saw this article. Yes. From the Gateway Pundit. Vice President Vance fires off criminal referral to DOJ against Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and his attorney general, who's an Antifa lover, following a bombshell House report. That's Attorney General Keith Ellison, who just can't get enough of the violence being perpetrated by Antifa. Here is that video. 36.
You said you expect people to be charged.
I'm sorry, 35.
And he kept the money flowing
because
he didn't want to be called racist. That sounds like a crime to me. Is that a crime?
Well, I'm going to let the law determine what's a crime and what's not. We're certainly going to investigate this, Jesse. And I guess now I can make a bit of breaking news because I left the White House to come here to do this interview with you. And before I did, we actually referred this particular case to the Department of Justice for a full criminal investigation. We are not going to do what the Biden administration did and make judgments of the law before all the facts are in. But here's what's particularly troubling about this to me is Jesse, you had people within Governor Walz's office who were saying, you know what, this looks like fraud. It looks like these Somalian illegal immigrants are doing something that's very shady. And then you had people who shut them down, who shut these whistleblowers down and said, you know, you're a racist or you're a xenophobe for asking questions about where taxpayer money is going. What that means to me, Jesse, is that clearly people weren't taking fraud seriously. Whether it rises to the level of a criminal violation, we're going to investigate it. And of course, if it does rise to that level, we're going to prosecute it. We have to.
Yeah, it's so offensive because some of these guys are riding around in Bentleys and Maseratis. And the American taxpayer, you got to take it from me, they are livid about this kind of stuff. The midterm elections, right around the corner.
So, you know what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're caught fraud, 20 years hard labor. 20 years hard labor, pay your debt, and everything that you stole gets absorbed. I guess the government usually grabs this stuff and then they sell it. Of course, the Dimtards are going to say, oh, we have to have due process for all these thieves. This young 19-year-old Somali is allowed to have a Bentley. We have to protect his constitutional rights to have a Bentley. Because that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe these guys all got their money the good old-fashioned way with hard work. Yet they don't work. They just collect money from the government. And you got to be wondering how long these scams have been going on. Because it didn't just start with Obama. It didn't start with Biden. This stuff has been going on for years. And it probably started with the military-industrial complex and these no-bid contracts. So you could go back to Bush when they were building cities in the desert with Taco Bells and Kentucky Fried Chickens and paying top dollar for it. I'm sure you can go back even further. I mean, the wanton waste of money that our government has engaged in that you and I pay for. That's right. And if you don't pay for it, well, they're going to steal your house, take your car, put you in jail. But see, justice is nice and long, and it's a slow process for these migrants. You know, how long have we been hearing that Ilhan Omar married her brother? How long have we heard that? How long have we seen the documents? I even interviewed people who had found the documents that Letitia James lied about how many people lived in her apartments. How big were the apartments, the size of them, where she lived? And it's just like they just keep getting away with it. Nothing happens to them because they have their corrupt judges sitting right there just ready for them. Where did you guys find that? That's, yeah, that's beautimus right there. I've got a picture here somewhere of... I'll find that coming up after the break. Because these judges keep letting people off. because they like the fraud because they're getting paid somehow through this fraud. They're either getting to stay in office or they're getting kickbacks. I mean, we're letting the corruption just run rampant in this country. And I hope the fraud czar does something. I mean, we saw what happened when Elon started finding the fraud. We had to cut that off. I got an Elon video coming up. Guys, that Elon video does have a couple of curse words in it. If you guys have time to censor it, let me see if I can find it. Oh, good job. Good job. And, we'll go to that. So we're going to play that Somali video with the new footage on top of it. But I want to let you know we have a new mega sale going on. 50% off Ultimate Life Force. Now, you can find all these ingredients separately. You can find bromelain separately, N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC. You can also find turmeric separately, black pepper extract, natokinase, all these things you could take separately. But no, in here, you got it all in one. Let's see if it's open. Yeah, look how big. Guys, I'm going to just pour these out right here. Look how big these pills are. These, and I'll put my thumb next to it. These are giant pills. And there's a lot in here, and they want you to take four at once. So you can imagine all the goodness you're getting, all the NAC, which helps your body build glutathione, which helps you detoxify your lungs. You've got bromelain, which is found in pineapple, and turmeric, and natokinase. Natokinase is a natural, it's made from fermented soy, I believe. Now, yeah. And what they do, I know the pills are on the plug sheet. They're right here. I see them. I put them here. I don't know if you guys are going to it. I just want to show people how big they are. And they want you to take four of these at once. These are giant horse pills. And you can see with the yellow, it's from the turmeric. But all these things basically attack the spike protein in different ways. The natokinase basically helps your blood vessels, helps the blood flow through your blood vessels better. But right now it's 50% off. That's an amazing, amazing deal. So check out Ultimate Life Force. And also, we just launched it today. The 3-gallon gravity fed water system. The marketing guys went in overdrive on that one. But if you're sick and tired of forever chemicals, chlorine, fluoride, mercury. This stuff pulls it out. I showed you all the pictures earlier. And this particular model has got the Alex Jones signature on the filter. So this is pretty rare. Right now they have, we started with 1,000 and we're getting close to being halfway through our supply at this point. I think by tomorrow it's going to be less than half. And then going into the weekend, if you don't place your order, you're going to be waiting till they get more. So just looking at all the chemicals, and all this stuff should be on the product site where you could see the NSF International Evaluation Report. And you can see all the things it takes out. Non-detectable levels. That's what ND stands for. Non-detectable. Of all of these elements and chemicals that get in your drinking water through runoff, through the process of treating your water, through the pills people are taking, all that stuff just gets in your lithium, non-detectable level. So it just amazing, amazing products. Got two-stage filters. It's got the carbon block filter, and then it goes into a more of a ceramic filter to pull the fluoride out. Because that's the big thing. You know, do you want to have your pineal gland calcified? You want that? No. Start filtering your water. Breathe new life into yourself. And we'll come back from break with this. We'll come back from break. And then I'm going to put out the phone number. We're going to take.
I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum, and I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? and you're kind and you tell us, and it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time, and so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you, as you requested, and it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist, ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that you go back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa. I mean, like that, donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a Jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys. So you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents, and I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. It was women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you gotta listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. It's almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this, it's brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ah! Yeah! Oh, yeah!
They got green-looking skin, and they dash around hollering, we love Satan, we want to devour babies.
I kill my kids.
I caught them on video.
I love Satan, so it's clear.
Hillary's deep in the creepy weird sick stuff, man. She crashes in the same room with that creepy weird old chick whose mom
that chick number one is ugly. Picture how rank she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just reek. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. Little old vampire pot-belly goblins are shambling around, hunting us down.
This is what I wanted to happen. See if y'all can put that video right now. Let's just play the video of the beheading. Do we have the video of it? No. The young man in Belfast who was getting beheaded by the Somali migrant. That's what I wanted to put that over top of when they're talking about the Somalis. All right. When y'all find it, we got some, article from a Don Salazar. Well, let's cover this first. From the New York Post, Carmelo Anthony's lawyer blames Austin Metcalf for his own death. Okay. Austin Metcalf had no legal right to use force to eject Carmelo Anthony from that tent. Well, what right did Austin Metcalf have to being in the tent? I mean, Carmelo Anthony. What right did he have being in that tent? That wasn't his team. Like, it's just, reality doesn't matter if you're a disgruntled black man. We don't have decorum anymore. Like, could he go to the other player's bench during a football game and hang out there? No. It's just not allowed. He had the right to ask him to leave, but he didn't have the right to use force. You see, Metcalf eventually shoved Anthony, which they said he tapped him on the back, like, come on, you have to go. So they're like, that was assault. He gets to stab him. But here's the interesting part. We saw the preacher Dominique. I don't have his last name in front of me, but he was bitching that there were no black people on the jury. Well, here's why. Here's the headline. I don't know if I feel right putting a brother in jail. All black jurors dismissed from Carmelo Anthony track meet stabbing trial. The dismissed individuals were part of a pool of 589 prospective jurors that was whittled down to 12 with 6 alternates on Wednesday. For some people, this may not have been the right case for you. He was looking for people who can listen, keep an open mind, and listen to the evidence and render a fair verdict. Panelists were informed the sentence for murder ranges from 5 years to life in prison. I think he's going to get like 6 to 8, honestly. I don't think they're going to throw the book at him because he's a young guy. That's what I think. And maybe they'll have him come testify after that, but that's what I think is going to happen. And I don't think it's right. I think he should get at least 20 years, maybe 25 years. One of the jurors said, I don't know if I feel right putting a brother in jail, which drew a reaction from the overflow room filled with prospective jurors. Another juror said, I'm scared if I don't do the right thing, I might not be able to live with that for the rest of my life. Another admitted it would violate my religious views to punish somebody. Another person confirmed outside influences like media coverage and protests could affect their decision. Other prospective jurors noted Anthony's age would cloud their judgment, saying, I think, what if that happened to my son? I can decide guilt or innocence, but because of the age, it may affect me in punishment, admitted another person. I don't feel like I can make a decision to sentence someone young to prison for life, yet another stated. Seeing someone who looks like a kid. Yeah. Remember Trayvon? Remember they showed you the picture of Trayvon as like a 12-year-old kid, not as how he actually looked. I can't determine verdict. He looks like a child. I can't send him to jail. He could learn from his mistakes. Hard to look at a kid and send him to prison for life, said another. After the question and answer session, Anthony's defense attorney attempted to claim that three of the jurors were wrongfully dismissed based on race and gender. However, prosecutors explained they were dismissed because of their teaching professions, with Judge Roach agreeing they were struck on race-neutral grounds. The case stems from the murder of a 17-year-old athlete, Austin Metcalf. So you can pass that around. It's an info, or sorry, it's an AlexJonesLive.com article. Almost made a boo-boo. AlexJonesLive.com, you can get that article and send it out to everybody you know and spread the word saying this is where you can find the new live streams of Alex Jones and the rest of the crew. Right now I'm sitting in for Harrison Smith. I believe Rex Jones is going to cover it tomorrow. AlexJonesLive.com. We got through all this. Where do I want to go to? We got 17 minutes. I'm going to give out the call-in number. We'll take some calls in the last hour, at least 10. Guys, open up the phone lines, and I will give out, tell me when you're ready, I will give out the phone number. I got some Bill Gates news coming up. But I've got this Jan 6 news I want to get into. Because one of the things during Trump's argument where he stomped on the microphone with Kristen Manhans Welker. Seriously, her hands are, I think, bigger than the president's. Her hands are probably definitely bigger than mine. Here's the number, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. We're going to open up the lines for the third hour, and I'll start taking your phone calls right at the first 5 minutes. We'll just go boom, 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 boom. So get on. Give me a call, 266-0642, totally open phone lines. Let's go to, so the president said they were ushered into the building in the, and Kristen Walker goes, no, that's not true. There's no evidence of that. We don't have any evidence. Well, thanks, to Mike Johnson. I think he released all the CCTV footage. So here is the first video. This is video 25. This is a close up and it shows protesters standing at the door and then the guards ushering them in. And these were magnetically sealed doors that somebody had to open. So you could see, hey, we're just going to let these people look how, look at that violent mob right there. Oh, hey, we're going to let you guys in. Come on in. Okay. Yeah. They just let them in. Open those magnetically sealed doors. Isn't that funny? Now let's go. This is a wider version of that. This clip 23, exonerated. Yeah. Look at that violent mob just kind of walking in. There's the cop talking to people, smiling. Yeah, come on in. Because he knew what the plan was. The plan was to let people in, and they knew there'd be a couple yahoos in there that would do something stupid. Of course, there were people in there planted, like the guy who broke the window where Ashley Babbitt was shot, who conveniently got out of the way after he broke the window. Yeah, motioning him in. Hey, come on in. It's cool. You guys want to see the Capitol? This is the people's house, right? Y'all all voted. Oh, I mean, your vote didn't count, but you know, come on in. Your vote wasn't more powerful than a bunch of magic mailed-in ballots. So now we got this CCTV footage that's going to come out, all of it, not just the cherry-picked stuff that the J6 committee released. And here's a ex post from Jeff Ponce, exclusive J6 investigation. Thanks to House Speaker Mike Johnson, we now have permission to release the Capitol CCTV footage proving that a member of Nancy Pelosi's security detail, Special Agent David Lazarus, rise from the dead, perjured himself on the stand during the Oath Keepers trial. Lazarus was brought in to corroborate another Capitol police officer's account, claiming that he had an antagonistic encounter with the Oath Keepers. But footage of Lazarus proves that he was lying. These lies spread unquestionably by the media and Democrat politicians were used to put innocent people in prison, ruining their lives and the lives of their families. They and their attorneys did not have access to the footage that Blaze Media is releasing today. Instead, Harry Dunn was made to look like a hero by Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and as a result of his and David Lazarus' false testimony, there are innocent people in prison. And of course, now they're not going to be allowed access to this fund. Because the government is never wrong. When the government sets you up and puts you in prison, that's okay. That's just part of the process of being government, is never admitting that we're wrong. But here's, this is like a long video. We'll take this almost to the break, but this is pretty interesting. This is, guys, we'll go to clip 24. Here it is.
Lazarus. David Lazarus, special agent, Nancy Pelosi's head of security. Did Pelosi's security chief perjure himself
on the very night of the release of this story?
The House has voted to oust the Speaker.
We lost our Speaker of the House. The moment McCarthy, his seat was vacated, I lost my ability to release the video. We were given permission to use a single screenshot.
Therefore, the Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Of course, now we have a new Speaker in place. We now have permission to release the video.
It's okay. He's
another big
to
win
lie.
For
He's
DOJ prosecutors. The biggest sedition trial in America in 80 years.
The highest profile trial to date related to the January 6th attack.
The Justice Department has rested its case in the seditious conspiracy trial against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his associates.
The story of David Lazarus on January 6th is very simple.
Lawyers for Stuart Rhodes and four other members of the Oath Keepers on trial have suggested that the group helped Officer Harry Dunn. Dunn just took the stand and said flat out, quote, they didn't.
Sentenced to 4 years in prison.
Sentenced to 8.5 years in prison.
Sentenced to 12 years in prison.
Sentenced to 18 years in prison.
His story that day is he was assisting the evacuation of the Senate at the time that the incident between Officer Harry Dunn and the Oath Keepers began.
Outside of the rotunda, there was Harry Dunn. He's a Capitol Police officer. He was freaking out. I mean, he was screaming.
No, get the f*** out of here!
He had a rifle. He had said he might get taken out, but he was going to take a bunch of people with him. He was definitely in a position where he could have done some damage.
The Oath Keepers lined up between him and the more agitated protesters and assisted him in keeping them off of him.
Dunn rejected the defense's argument that members of the militia protected him.
I don't conflate my story.
He had two separate FBI interviews which were in conflict with one another. In the first FBI interview, he actually gave a favorable story about his encounter with the four Oath Keepers.
And he stood in front of Harry Dunn for almost 6 minutes.
After he was brought in for his second FBI interview, he changed that story.
He was fighting back insurrectionists across the Capitol while being called the vilest racist names.
So what they did is they brought in another officer, Special Agent David Lazarus, to kind of bolster that story and give it more credibility by saying that when he arrived at the top of those stairs, that he saw Dunn standing at the top of the stairs being hassled by these Oath Keepers. At the time the Harry Dunn Oath Keepers encounter began, he was not in the same building. Lazarus was just not there. He could not have seen, he could not have witnessed what was taking place because Lazarus was in another Senate office building across the street from Constitution Avenue. So we were able to track Lazarus on the Capitol CCTV cameras. Lazarus can be seen moving away from the Capitol building through a lower tunnel at 2:37:59 p.m. Lazarus continues moving toward the Senate office buildings at 2:41:49 p.m. During Officer Lazarus's October 31st trial testimony, he stated that he began his return to the Capitol building after hearing shots fired over Capitol Police radio. That occurred at 2:43 p.m.
14:43 hours.
Here, Lazarus can be seen moving back toward the Capitol at 2:45 p.m. Dunn's encounter with the Oath Keepers began at 2:44 and lasted roughly between 5 and 6 minutes. Here, Lazarus finally emerges from the tunnel back to the Senate side of the Capitol building at 2:48. Dunn falsely testified that Lazarus was already at the location where he encountered the Oath Keepers before he arrived. But Lazarus can be seen at the top of the elevator leading up from the tunnel at 2:48 p.m. on the Senate side of the Capitol, over 4 minutes after Dunn encountered the Oath Keepers on the House side.
I don't conflate my story.
Lazarus then continued to move through a lower level of the Capitol on the Senate side of the building at 2:49 p.m. Dunn's encounter with the Oath Keepers is almost over by now. But Lazarus testified that he saw Dunn in an antagonistic conversation with the Oath Keepers 3 or 4 times.
The Capitol police officer who just took the stand in the Oath Keepers trial blew a hole in one of the defense's theories.
Starting to restore my faith in the Justice Department. Finally, they're charging people with the sedition we saw with our own eyes on live TV.
Lazarus can still be seen in the Senate side of the building at 2:50 p.m. At 2:52 p.m., Lazarus can be seen continuing his progression toward the House side of the Capitol. The four Oath Keepers are no longer standing a line between Officer Dunn and those contentious protesters as they had moved into the rotunda and began heading toward the east doors to exit the building. At 2:54 p.m., Lazarus continues moving toward the House side of the Capitol. He is still one level down from where Dunn and the Oath Keepers encounter had already concluded minutes earlier. At 2:56 p.m., Lazarus is still one floor below and is still not arrived at the staircase where he claimed to have seen Dunn's encounter with the four Oath Keepers. By this time, those Oath Keepers had already left the rotunda and are about to exit the east doors. Finally, at 2:56, Lazarus can be seen reaching the bottom of the staircase, at the top of which he claimed to have witnessed Dunn's very antagonistic interaction with the four Oath Keepers 3 or 4 times while rescuing 11 or 12 of Pelosi's staff from their offices.
Yeah, they had him watch
the
a video.
The problem with that is it just never
happened. He said, watch this video and then say you saw it.
He was then shown in court a video clip of four Oath Keepers standing in front of Dunn. Lazarus was asked, are these the individuals you observed?
He said, yes, that's the ones that I saw Harry Dunn with. Except that he couldn't have because he was in another building a quarter of a mile away. These are videos that were never released to the defense attorneys.
This is our government not getting it wrong.
No.
This is our government setting American citizens up, withholding evidence that's exculpatory, sentencing them to long sentences. This is as bad as it gets.
It clearly was important to prosecutors. They wanted to set an example.
This should rock the Capitol Police. We received messages from our sources at the DOJ in Washington that they were quote-unquote terrified of this story. Additionally, I have a screenshot of an internal email passed between Capitol Police leadership. They were concerned about the traction that that story was getting. It's something for us to keep an eye on and see if it develops or not. Now, this is interesting about the Capitol Police, that they're more worried about the traction of their story than they are worried about the lie that their special agent told on the stand in the Oath Keepers trial. As we continue the process of peeling back the layers on this particular story, we're going to find evidence of who set this up and who put those two officers on the stand, because I don't believe for a moment that Harry Dunn and David Lazarus got together in the middle of that staircase that day on January 6th and hatched this story.
So there you go. But it's okay when the government lies. Nothing ever happens to them. In fact, I think it's okay. The government's allowed to lie as much as they want. FBI agents can lie to you, but if you lie to them, oh, you can go to jail for 20 years. And it's okay. So I've got next hour, I'm going to get into the Indian scamming people that's going on. We've got some more fraud information. We've got the ticks. In fact, we got a caller talking about the ticks. I'm going to talk to him in the first five, and we're going to talk about the ticks. And we'll get the tick clip ready. Got a couple tick clips. Alpha Gal syndrome, which I think I covered last time I was here. You could actually, there's a treatment involving acupuncture, and there's nerves in your ears that you can counteract some of that. And I actually talked to an acupuncturist who has Alpha Gal, because she said she got it. She was processing sheep, and sheep have the most, I guess, alpha gal in their body of all the mammals that people eat. They have the largest collection of it. So she got it from a tick, but she had it years ago. It was before this new batch has come off. But James from New Hampshire claims to have, did he just end? Did he just hang up? I was going to go to him. It had a call. He said, he got scared. He's like, you dropped him on accident? How do you do that? James, call back. if you can reach us, call back. I want to talk to you about Alpha Gal. What do we got? A minute? Well, look. Oh, James is ready. We got like a minute 30 left. I'll bring him in after. Let's play this clip though. This is the WEF clip. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Let's see if I can find it. Is it 19? It should be short. It should be like a minute. Yeah, 19. Yeah, let's play that, and then that'll lead us into James's call. All right, this is what they want to do to us. Here it is.
I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption of meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, we have these intolerance to, I have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
All right, and we got an eyewitness coming up too. The number of ticks falling out of the sky.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price, price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. Spread the word. Also catch us on X at RealAlexJones and Rumble.com. The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app at AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. You are the resistance.
Well, that ceasefire, that old ceasefire I showed you earlier, is very precarious. We had the guy on the tightrope. Clip 22, there he is. There's our ceasefire. And it's getting close. It's getting close. And, that's it. U.S. military conducting strikes on Iran happening right now. There it is, in retaliation for chopper downing. So I guess their investigation has concluded. They determined they were shot down, that they weren't sure if it was on purpose or not. But now we have resumed strikes, so there goes the ceasefire. And the oil barons, because we don't even get our oil from the Middle East, but we're still reaping the benefits of the high oil prices. But let's forget about that for a second and go to James in New Hampshire. Said he pulled 40 ticks off his body recently. James, are you using anything to stop the ticks? Or are you hiking in the woods? What's going on? How are you getting these ticks?
No, I'm not. Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Good.
I'm not even going really in the woods. I'm like, I'll just go out in my front yard and I'll find like a couple ticks on me. And I'm really hairy, so like I can feel them crawling on me. But like my dad got bit and he has Alzheimer's. And I just happened to, like, spot the bullseye on him.
Oh, jeez.
And the tick was like, dug in him. And he had to go get doxycycline, and
yeah,
they had to, like, pry it out with little pliers.
Wow. So I heard you could put bacitracin on them because they don't like bacitracin. Yeah. And when you do that, they'll release, and then you can pull them off. I haven't had to do that, though.
You can also, like, rub your body on coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
Like, coconut oil is a natural antibacterial and stuff, and I think that kind of keeps them away, maybe. But
well, another thing, since we're bringing up tick, this is what I used to do, but for chiggers, you would get sulfur powder, like actual powdered sulfur, and we had it in a like a pizza shaker, but we had, you know, little holes in the pizza shaker, so it made the holes even smaller, and we would shake it on our shoes and on the bottoms of our pants. And that kept the chiggers away, because I think we went to this place called it Chigger Hill, and because we all got chiggers the first year. Next year didn't have any chiggers because we were all using sulfur powder everywhere. But that also keeps ticks away. I think it was the health ranger, Mike Adams, said put it in an old sock and you just slap that
ticks
sock against you and it pops through. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, people say, like, I posted in like a Facebook group for my local town. Like, am I the only one getting ticks on me, like, every day? And the people are like, oh, if you go outside, you're going to have ticks. But I've lived here, like, my whole life, and it's never been this bad. And I, like, used to play paintball and stuff, go out in the woods. You never get this many ticks on you. Like, it's like every day, dude.
Yeah, it's very rare to get ticks on you. The only time in being in Austin, there's a place here north of us called Lake Georgetown. And we went hiking through there, and there were ticks everywhere around there, which was interesting. Like, they were everywhere. And we did have, but we were getting them before they bit us. But I think I pulled like four of them off my son. He had some on his shorts and on the back of his shirt, because what they were doing was hanging under the branches, and if you'd brush up against a branch, they would pop down on you, and then that was it. You were getting a tick, and disgusting creatures they are, that's for sure. And the only other time that we had bad ticks is when they were doing, are they doing any building in your area? Because we had this, no. They were building a neighborhood behind our house. They had started this road. It was like five or six houses, but all the ticks were just like, boom, invading our yard because of that. And we had a dog that was infested with them. It was disgusting.
Well, I want to plug Dr. Peter McCullough's wellness company. I think he has like a pack that you can get like doxycycline, because that's what they gave my dad. So
yeah,
everybody should have that if you live around here.
Yeah, it's a basic antibiotic. In fact, that's what they prescribed you too for COVID, to keep you from getting pneumonia. I'll hold you over, James. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back. We're going to be taking your calls all hour, and I'll cover some more news. You're watching.
I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay. Well, listen. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShowShore.com.
We are into the third hour and final hour of the War Room. Don't forget, you can find this transmission, Alex Jones's show, The Alex Jones Show, by going to the website right there on the bottom of your screen, alexjoneslive.com. That is the new website. There's no other new websites except alexjoneslive.com. You go to our old websites, what do they say? Off air. That's it. That's where it's at right now. We'll see what happens in the future. But right now, the place to go is alexjoneslive.com. Okay. If, you know, people, some, I got a call actually from Matt Baker. I'm going to call out Matt Baker right now. He's like, hey man, I can't find your stream, because when you type in Alex Jones or anything on Rumble, you get a lot of stuff, because a lot of people, you know, like to put out Alex's stream, which we encourage. We encourage people to do that. And he said, I can't find it. I said, you know where you find it? You go to alexjoneslive.com and you click on the live streams right there. Boom. It takes you every time. And I think he was, I can't get to Harrison's show. Cause I think when on Alex's stream on X, it just repeats his stream. But then we have another one on Alex Jones Network, which is the network feed. And then we have a War Room stream, but all the streams are on alexjoneslive.com. We've kind of taken the mystery of search engines, which seem to have gotten worse over the years. And the search engines don't, it's amazing. The search engine you think would be something we could, in the year 2026, the search engine would work. But no. Now it's being corrupted by AI. So we don't have any, we have no way to search. You have to know the exact phrase, or you just go to where? Bottom of the screen, please. Where is it? AlexJonesLive.com. Right there. All right, James. Had to get through a little bit of technicals on there, but let's go back to talking ticks. So you're saying people in your area are not experiencing what you're experiencing, and you don't have any development going on by you. So what do you think? Are there influx of deer in your area? Cause deers are a big carrier of ticks. They call them deer ticks, actually.
Well, there usually are a lot of deer around, but I haven't really seen many lately.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people, some people did comment and saying like, yeah, it's really bad this year. Like, but like some people were just like, if you go out in the woods, you're going to get like, you know, the typical like liberal,
yeah,
whatever, Democrat.
What do you expect?
yeah. And I just wanted to say I'd rather live with the ticks than in New York with all those psychos.
Yeah, you know, at least you know what you're getting with a tick. You know you're getting a blood-sucking parasite. You know, some of these liberals, you're like, well, maybe this is a normal person. No, blood-sucking parasite, but it's a human. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, those guys are psychos. You couldn't pay me to live in New York.
Yeah, that's true. All right, James, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling and giving us an update in New Hampshire. Appreciate you. And your, I guess you were talking about Dr. McCullough's service there at the wellness company. But let's go to Petra, called in. She was a juror in the selection pool of the Carmelo Anthony trial. Petra, so you weren't there for the entire trial. You were just there for the jury selection?
Correct.
Okay.
There was nearly 600 of us, and I was in the last 250. And I noticed, I watched all of the voir dire going on, and those three black jurors, they kind of eliminated themselves. One of them was a gentleman who said, I could never convict a brother, so he kind of knocked himself out. And the other two were women. They were educators, and the nature of their questions and their comments, I think, kind of pointed toward bias. So they kind of, in my never-to-be-humble opinion, kind of eliminated themselves. And I've been a juror before, and the more you talk, the more you're probably going to get yourself eliminated.
It's just like dealing with the police. Don't answer. Only answer right. The question. Don't give them any more information.
Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of people that would stand up and say they wouldn't be able to convict somebody who looks like a young person or a child, which he's not a child. But so there was a lot of that going on. A lot of people were unable to be on that jury because it was, you know, they felt like they were putting a child in prison.
Now, how long did it take you to, or the process to go through? It was like they said 589 people. How long did that process take?
It took about 3 days because I was there for the whole thing. I was on the last day when they let 100 of us go, and then they had narrowed it down to the last 150, and then that day is when they selected the 12 and the alternates.
And at any time did you feel that there was racial bias going on with the jury selection process?
Absolutely not. It was a very educating experience, especially here in the state of Texas. I'm originally from California. Mm. I escaped from my hellhole there, and I was on a jury years ago, so it was interesting for me to learn a little bit of the difference between premeditation, that concept, and shadow of a doubt, which is a little different than in California. So I got to learn quite a bit. But no, I did not see any bias as far as anything like that. And we were all numbers, not names. And I'm not using my real name either on your call either.
Okay.
But, it was a very interesting experience, but it was, and we already knew that, Anthony was not going to speak for himself or Carmelo because his defense attorneys asked, how would you all feel if he does not speak for himself? And a lot of people said, you know, that's probably not a good thing if he's claiming self-defense and we want to hear about it. So it was, they had a tough time picking some folks that would not let all this kind of stuff affect them.
Yeah. And so I guess you didn't see the makeup of the final jury that was there.
No. I was dismissed right before they chose those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very interesting. And I see what you're saying by premeditation or shadow of a doubt, because, mm-hmm. you know, apparently he at some point he had to make that decision to go into his backpack and pull out a knife. And why did he bring a knife with him? I mean, who goes to a track meet looking for a knife fight? That's what a lot of people were probably saying to themselves. If I was on the jury, that's what I would have said. Who goes, like, I don't go to a soccer, you know, I used to play soccer in high school. I played basketball in college. I also played tennis. I never thought of bringing a knife to one of my matches ever in high school. Not even, and when I played in college, I didn't think that either. I never was like, well, I better bring a knife in case something gets, in case something breaks down.
And, right, exactly.
So I don't,
anyway.
That's not good. And his defense and him not speaking for himself, which I think, you know, they do that so it doesn't open him up to the defense, or the prosecution questioning him. That's why they didn't do that. And they knew he was going to get dusted because the witnesses that they were calling forth kept saying, well, it doesn't look like any self-defense. They weren't bullying the guy. They just told me he had to leave. And it didn't look like they were about to beat him up. They just said, hey, you got to get out of here. And, you know, obviously he took it way too far. And it's a shame. You know, it's a shame. Two lives are ruined because of that action. You know, Carmelo is going to ruin his life, and then he killed another kid. So, you know, I don't think anybody wants to see anybody ruin their life. But when you do that, you do have to pay the consequences. So I'm only thinking he's going to get 8 years. What do you think?
I think they're going to probably give him more.
Okay.
I think so. If they were so quick to find him guilty of murder, I don't think they're going to just let him off with 5 years or anything like that. I think they will go for at least 25 or more. I hope.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can't, and here in Collin County, that's the reason I moved to Collin County specifically, was because it is a very conservative stronghold here, and I am a conservative Republican, and that's why I escaped from my
hometown. How did you live in California? I guess San Diego's not too bad, but the rest of the state.
Yeah, well, yeah, it all rolls up into a big ball, but
yeah.
I moved here to Collin County precisely because we follow laws here. You know, you can't get away with stuff.
Yeah, and you know, it took about a year for justice to be served, which is fairly short in the grand scheme of things. I mean, we still don't know who stole the 2020 election.
Oh, and I will tell you, this Judge Roach, you don't want to mess with this guy. He's a pretty scary guy, so. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a great judge. I have the utmost respect for him.
And you guys are north of Dallas, right?
Right. Princeton is in northeast of Dallas.
Okay.
And this courthouse is in McKinney.
Oh, all right. I know where McKinney is. Okay.
Princeton's just a little town.
Right. Right. Well, appreciate you calling, Petra. Thanks for doing your civic duty and at least. You know, going there and taking the time, you took 3 days out of your life to go be part of the legal system. And that's what we need good people to be on juries. You know, you go to D.C. and it's like whoever the Democrats want to put in jail, they're ready. They're like, who? Just give us a name. We'll put them in jail. We don't care.
Right.
You know, Stuart Rhodes, they showed in that video earlier, got 18 years, didn't even go in the Capitol, didn't even go on the grounds of the Capitol, got 18 years. I mean, I don't even know how that happens, but there it is. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Andrew in Washington State. Andrew, how's it going?
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So I was listening to Alex the other day, and he was talking about Spielberg, and what Spielberg was talking about, how it's supposed to upset Christians, his funky movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. He said it's going to change our views on religion after we watch it. In fact, here's the ex post from Ben Swan. Yeah. So what do you think?
Well, I know it shouldn't. So in the same way that Alex has studied the globalists for 30 years, which is why we all listen to him, right?
Right.
Because he knows what he's talking about. Well, I spent the last 30 years of my life studying the prophetic in the Bible.
Okay.
So go to Job chapter 2, verse 1. And hang on a second, let me get it up real quick. It says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. So you need to ask yourself some questions.
Well, and what's the context of this? Is this before Satan was sent to hell? What is this in the context of?
And how does Satan have the right even to be in heaven? He's already been kicked out at Eden, and this is afterwards.
Okay, so this is after. Okay.
Because this has been Job's lifetime.
Yeah.
The reason Satan can come into the kingdom, he is then, at that time, the prince of this earth, and that is what among those that are called the sons of God. So the other sons of God, who are also presenting themselves because they're not normally in heaven, are all the leaders, the princes, the individuals who have the keys to the other inhabited planets.
Mm.
So you should not be upset if Spielberg says this, but you should be upset if he says, well, these people are coming to visit Earth, because they're not. And the reason they can't come to Earth is sin. Sin is sequestered here on this planet, and God will not allow it to get off this planet. It gets defeated here.
And so does that mean we're not really going to the moon? What does that mean?
Did you get that?
I heard you, yeah. I said, you said sin is sequestered on the planet. So I said, what does that mean? Does that mean we're not going to the moon because we're not allowed off planet if we're sinners?
No, I don't believe we've been to the moon.
I don't either.
Because sin would be leaving this earth.
Right.
God can't allow that.
Wow.
God already kicked it out of heaven.
So the firmament's like a sin-proof barrier, essentially.
All I know is God won't allow it.
Right.
I don't read in there how exactly he does that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the means of the angelic travel is. You have Jacob's ladder. What was that? Is that a transport beam? Is that literally a ladder? I don't know.
Right.
Some things you just, I don't make supposition about stuff like that.
Okay. Well, you know, I know this. I'm looking at Spielberg's movie, and I have zero interest in going to see it. I have zero interest in all the people talking about UFOs and looking at you. I have people send me videos like, "What do you think this is?" I'm like, you know what? I assume this is what I assume it is. It's governments with technology that's decades ahead of what we know exists. And they had CD-ROMs in the 70s, and we didn't get them until, like, you know, the mid-80s. So, you know, they're at least, I think now at this point, two decades ahead, and we just aren't allowed to see that type of technology. And did they get the technology from other beings, or did they get it from DMT drips going into other dimensions? I don't know. But what I do know is whatever the government's going to tell me is probably going to be a lie. That's what I do know. 99% of what the government's going to tell us is going to be a lie, because they have to keep control over the masses some way. And that's their way of doing it, is by lying to us.
If they don't keep us controlled, then they're in real trouble.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, an example of what you're talking about, I was in the Navy in 78 to 80,
yeah.
82. And, I was using the internet.
Right.
It was called the ARPANET.
ARPANET, yeah. ARPA-DARPA.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was working fine. I crashed it one day just hitting random keys on the computer, but oh well.
And that was the 70s. So when did I started using the internet? In the late 90s.
Right.
Like 97, yeah. 98 is when I got my first email. I think it was 98 is when, yeah, I got my first email, and I was on message boards, you know, talking with people about music. That was the extent of my internet. You couldn't do much back then.
Yeah, it wasn't really expensive what I had in the Navy, but there was a rudimentary form of email.
Mm-hmm.
You could send stuff between different affects. You could go over to what we called the 1MC and, using the same system, call the other places across the world. So,
wow. The technology is, and now you look at the technology, like the technology of the iPhone, and you're thinking, wow, what's better than the iPhone? Well, probably a lot, because they won't make the cameras any better on these phones, because they don't want us having really, there's a Nikon camera that came out that had all this great super zoom power, and they're like, oh, we can't let the people have that. We gotta get rid of that. And there was like a Google phone, I forget what, an Android, that had these amazing cameras to it too. And they're like, no, we can't let them have that. And these are, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old that they're like, no, we can't let them have this. We can't let them have technology that works.
Yeah, I'm not going to get a new iPhone anyway, not with Israel making the chips now.
Oh, I know. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I've still got
it. You ain't blowing up the phone in my hand, buddy.
You know, I called it the ice-splode. That's what's going to happen. The ice-splode. I don't even know what I have. What do I have here? I can't even tell. I think I have a 14 is what this is in general. Let's see.
Yeah.
I have a 13. I have an iPhone 14, and I've got iOS version 18. I don't upgrade. Their upgrades are never any good. Then you have to upgrade everything else that you have. It's a pain in the ass. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the ridiculous amount of updates we have to do just to satisfy these engineers' egos. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Planned obsolescence and back doors and everything.
Yeah, I agree with you too. That, you know, starting this year, this is going to be the last year people are going to be looking for this year's iPhone. So keep your iPhone handy. You'll be able to sell it and get your Israeli iPhone. Just a little bit of C4 in there. Or what do they put? What were they putting? PET in? That's what they used. And see, that's an explosive.
Well, you can overheat the lithium battery and cause it to explode.
Sure.
You
yeah.
Need to put any, well, you don't need to put any explosive in.
That's true. But I think they had some PET in because that's what they used with the shoe bomber. He had PET in that couldn't ignite. Because you have to have an electrical detonator and the underwear bomber. You know, that's why we have body scanners now because the underwear bomber.
Yeah.
And he was let on the plane. He was like,
bomb my underwear. They don't search for that. So it's all good.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling, Andrew. You have a great day. Hey, go ahead. You got something else? Go ahead.
Pass that on to Alex, my little spiel about Job 2:1.
I wrote it down. Yeah.
I listen to him and I'm just like, oh, Alex, what did you just say? And he's so good on everything else, but he's a little off on scripture sometimes.
Yeah, you know, that's not his, he knows the Bible more than I do, definitely. But I would say of all the things that he knows about, I would say scripture's not high on his list of knowing them forward and backwards. He's got a few scriptures that he knows, but you know, he's more concerned about what the government's doing today than what they were doing back then. So it's always guys like you that call in though that know this stuff. And, that's a good, I wrote it down. Job chapter 2:1. So, I don't know, the sons of God. And yeah, what do you think? Did you see the special he did on Noah's Ark and how they think they found it up on Mount Ararat and they're doing some, ground penetrating radar and they found like a giant hallway in the middle of this mound?
Yeah. I'm into all that stuff. Anything that expands my mind, really, but scripture is my first love.
I think it's interesting how the more they want to disprove the Bible and say it's fake, we keep finding stuff that go, not so fast. You know, here's a giant mound on a mountain, which would make sense. If you're in the ark and the water started to recede, you're probably going to end up on a mountain somewhere. And it would make sense that it would be over in the Middle East because that's kind of where everything, you know, began. And, that would make sense. There it is. Researchers believe Noah's Ark found in Turkey after new underground scans. And boy, you look at that, you're like, well, that looks like a boat too. It looks like a giant boat from above. So very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. It's all coming. And you know, they're saying this is the age of reveal. So this is why all this stuff is coming around now, because God's saying, hey guys, just to let you know, I'm in control.
He wants that confirmation to be out there so people will pay attention to what he's saying. And I mean, really pay attention.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Right on, brother. I appreciate you, Rob. Do
well. I appreciate you for calling. Thank you for calling. That was a great little lesson. I've got this, Stern Drew put this out yesterday. Breaking: declassified CIA files expose U.S. plans to control the world by manipulating the weather. Ah, wow. Where have we heard that before? This is a memorandum, and the subject is weather modification from when? October 1965. And who did Alex interview way back in the day? He interviewed the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston, who was basically taking crews, flying them up in the air and seeding clouds and creating torrential downpours to try and swamp and flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. So they've been doing this since the 60s. You don't think they've perfected it? Now there's patents you can find talking about putting graphene oxide and nanoparticles in the cloud seeding apparatus that creates these downpours. We had the guy who I actually interviewed him about a year before it happened, Augustus DiRico. He flies drones up into clouds and mainly does it for ski resorts and stuff like that. But he had actually done weather modification stuff a few days before those torrential rains happened. In the center of Texas. Was that last year now? Yeah, coming up on the 4th of July, last year. Don't mess with nature, people. Don't mess with nature. I got a few more calls, got Jay and Jefferson, and I'm going to cover some of the Indians scamming us. Stay tuned. You're watching the War Room.
Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me whatever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months. I said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This is a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. And I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today, okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden, I'm, like, feeling warm and like, electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom, and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not like hives. Like, it was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good is a little bit Native American, some of the benefits of that. But I was, like, even redder, and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, who went to wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. When, you know, but I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best. I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay? That's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious. Okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town. Because that's how strong this is. Okay? That's what this does. And we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke. Okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Meet your new scamming overlords. There's a video. It's a few years old, and it's a guy. He's got a bunch of jars of marbles, and he's like, "This jar represents, the population of India, and this represents Africa and this, you know, all the areas. And he's like, and each marble represents like a million people or something, or maybe it was 100,000. He's like, you could take 10 of these marbles and throw them in to the United States, which only had a few marbles because it only has 330 million people, you know, so it had that much. And it's like, you take this many people, this is like 20 million people, and throw them in here. It doesn't make a dent in this country, but then it screws up your country. And I've got some videos of that. We got a couple calls. We're going to go to Jay over in FEMA Region 10. Then we'll go to Jefferson. Jefferson, hang tight. I got, you know, we got 23 minutes left, so I will get to you at some point. I'll probably play a couple videos. Oh, yeah, there's the gumball video right there that shows, you know, you're not going to solve the third world by importing the third world. You have to take the third world and, you know, maybe instead of sending them guns, we send them tractors. And, you know, instead of tanks, we send them, we teach them how to farm. You know, and there you can see him moving the marbles around. It's a great video, so check it out. It'll open your eyes to immigration. Jay wants to talk about Israel and share a newfound answer. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air. Hello? Jay? All right, Jay might be walking around. Hey, guys, let me know when he pops back on. Oh, he called. He ended the call. All right. Hey, I guess he hung up. Maybe he got sick and tired of waiting. Sorry about that. Jay, you can call back if you want. Jefferson, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Rob Hey. Dew.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, this new Disclosure Day movie is about giving the aliens credit for being able to travel through space at faster than light speed.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're gonna argue that somehow that's something we can't do. But Ashton Forbes has been proving almost three nights a week now that we have faster than light technology. We have fusion power. We have plasma actuators on our B-2 bomber. That's 30-year-old technology to make the B-2 bomber able to travel farther than normally travel on a tank of gas, so to speak. So Lockheed Martin has had fusion for at least 16 years, but they're hiding it.
Sure.
And Rick Perry, yep, 7 years ago, your former governor, was the head of the Department of Energy, and he blurted out on the radio or television one day that we have compact fusion reactors. And everybody said, oh, he must have just misspoke. He must have meant fission. But I'm saying he's the head of the Department of Energy when he said it. Somebody must have used the word fusion around him for him to have repeated something he was never supposed to say out loud.
Right.
So when it comes to energy scarcity, this notion that our data centers aren't going to have enough electricity unless we let them build some sort of power plants inside their compounds without telling us what kind of power plants they're using or whether they're going to use some sort of newly found technology like low-energy nuclear reactions that Mike Adams is big on right now, not knowing that Zach Voorhees from Google told him in their discussion about low-energy nuclear reactions, cold fusion, that we already have hot fusion that's better than low-energy reaction fusion. And it sort of went over Mike Adams' head. But we all are being bamboozled into thinking that we don't have a fusion energy source. We do. It's just in a undisclosed, unacknowledged special access program at Lockheed Martin, and they're never going to admit they have it unless you force Trump to declassify it.
And Trump said, remember in his first inauguration speech, we're going to unlock the technologies of the universe and free the humanity, essentially is what he said. You guys can probably find the line, but he says this line in his first inaugural address that we're going to unlock, because he knows about all this stuff too. His uncle went and he went and grabbed Tesla's notes after Tesla died.
Right. Well, we can assume he knows something, whether he knows as much as he should about fusion energy.
He doesn't know that much, but he's been told, hey, Trump, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have all this energy. And people are freaking out, though. In fact, I did have a tweet from Mike Adams about what's going on in the East. Yeah, here it is. This is an infographic he put out. So since you brought him up, let's show it. Eastern Power Grid Countdown to Failure. So he's talking about, you know, they're closing the coal-fired natural gas plants. They've got, you know, they're upping wind and solar, which isn't doing that much. They've got price controls on everything. We're seeing an increase with the electric cars and then the data centers. And boom, basically everybody's going to end up in about a year with no power. Of course, I don't believe that's going to happen. like you said, I think these data centers are probably going to be outfitted with technology to run their own way, because they can't. The government's not that stupid to just cut everybody's power all at once, going, oh, we have to have these data centers. They've got to have something in their back pocket for it.
Virginia Commonwealth Energy from Boston is supposed to be breaking ground on a fusion reactor that's going to be viable sometime in the next 2 years. They're going to put it down near Richmond, supposedly. But I don't think the Commonwealth methodology for creating fusion reactions is going to work. PAE or Helion has better fusion technology. They're the sort of public-facing companies that will probably be the breakthrough fusion energy companies that Trump's media company invested in, TAE, Tri Alpha Energy. So I don't know if they're keeping that in their back pocket to one day break that out and say, oh, we've got an energy revolution. TAE and Helion will actually supplant Commonwealth, and they'll take over because Commonwealth will go out of business. But this whole thing about, when are we going to get the fusion? When do I get my flying car? I don't really want a flying car, but I do want my free energy or my fusion energy, or at least hold fusion energy. Give me any one of those three so we can get out of this energy scarcity paradigm.
The paradigm, yeah. Yeah.
It's fake. There is no energy scarcity. There is no lack of fresh water on this planet. We can desalinate the oceans if we want to with free energy, but
sure,
they're not letting us have it. They want to kill us all off first.
Right. Yes, exactly. You've hit the nail on the head, and you happen to be living in the area where they've been think-taking that. How do we kill all these people so we don't have to share the secrets of the universe with them? That's what's going on right now at this very moment. They want to figure out how to kill us quickly, how to kill us without making a mess, and so we can go away and they can have their utopia. And their Hunger Games utopia is what they want.
Absolutely. Yep. That's where we are.
Yep. So, but that's why we keep speaking out. Keep speaking out about it. And, you know, and I don't even know if the energy thing is the biggest problem with the data centers. I think it's the noise that they cause. I saw a report, a guy had a farm next to a data center. All the calves were born dead. He hadn't had one live birth since the data center went live. So these things are putting off an energy, a frequency, something that doesn't jive with humanity.
Yep, they're trying to kill us one way or another and not be culpable. You know, it was all accidental.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to go to this report here. This is clip 6 on Meta's massive data center in Georgia. And basically the dwarves dug deep and greedily. And basically they killed the water supply around the area. People are having, you know, people are getting sick. People have to drink, you know, bottled water now. It used to be a nice place. Here's that report.
I want to reintroduce you to a woman who lives 400 yards from a massive data center owned by Meta.
So you can see the sediment from the data center. Wow. And that's just from the water coming out of your faucet.
Yeah. And this is what's in all the pipes. You really feel like you are up against this huge wall that you can't penetrate. There's nothing that you can do, and they don't care.
That's Beverly and Jeff Morris at their home in Mansfield, Georgia. And since the story first published, a lot has happened. Meta stopped by with a construction crew to pay them a visit, and some of their neighbors have come forward detailing experiences with their own water problems. So I'm going to give Beverly a call to find out what the latest is. Hey.
Hello.
What's been happening there? I mean, since the story published.
I got a phone call from the lead guy in the construction crew. He came over with another construction guy and representative from Meta. The lady that was with him told me she had seen the video when they said they wanted to be a good neighbor, and I felt like, it's been 7 years and I haven't heard from you.
I mean, Meta is a $1.58 trillion company. Why should it take a video like this to get them to ensure that water pipes aren't messed up from their data centers?
I've thought a lot about that, Dan. There are things that are affected now that no one really planned for or thought about, and I think that they should have planned for them and thought about them, of course.
When they told you that they want to do a well study, what goes through your mind?
that I don't trust them, to be honest with me about that.
We spoke with Meta just briefly about what's happened, and they say that they feel confident that they have nothing to do with the water issues that you're experiencing. What do you think gives them that confidence? How can they be sure?
They didn't do any water studies to find out before they came in. They haven't done any water studies since, and that there's no resolution to my well problem. According to the person that came out and looked at my well, this is going to be a continuing problem. I had a neighbor that I did talk to that was trying to explain to me the problems that they were having with their water, and they were identical to what I'm having.
We reached out to Meta and we asked about what their plans are for Beverly and her neighbors. They just sent us a statement. They said in part, being good neighbors is a top priority for Meta in all communities where we operate. They take community feedback seriously, they say, and they continue to work to address concerns raised by local residents. We've been seeing comments come in response to the story. We've been hearing from communities across the country trying to stop data centers from coming into their communities. All we have is each other. Drop a comment if there's anything happening in your backyard that we need to know about.
This is great. This is the awakening.
Okay, just to recap on the events here.
We can kill that now. That was interesting. You see, it's one video, Jefferson, that gets put out there, and it creates enough of a swell that at least they have to respond to it. You know, obviously their response is bunk and lame and dismissive. Well, we care about our neighbors. No, you don't. If you cared about our neighbors, you'd be building these data centers at the bottom of the ocean like China's doing. So I'll give you a last comment before I let you go.
Yeah, the data centers are an economic wrecking ball. There's a guy that's a data center owner out in Iowa that has a meeting with the city council or the county council, and he's saying, you don't need to use any water to cool a data center. I know I build data centers. I own data centers. It's a choice to use water to cool them, and it's a bad choice, but they don't care that it's not going to work out in the long run. They're just going to use up access to the water by everybody else around them and then switch over to the right method for cooling these things if they still need to use them in the future. But it's all just about wrecking things.
Yeah.
And getting away with it. It's resource access priority control for the people that are behind the data centers. But it's not supposed to work out.
Right. No.
Right. It's all a bubble. It's all just a wrecking ball bubble. It's not supposed to work.
I like that. It's a total wrecking ball. It's a total wrecking ball. All right. Yep. Thanks for calling, Jefferson. Here's another scam out there. There's another scam out there. And I've heard about this. And then I talked to somebody who's like, yeah, it's actually happening. And then I found a couple videos on it. We'll go to this first one. This is a short one from CBS News Chicago. It's clip 15, and it's a screw scam. So when you're getting your gas, check inside that pump and make sure there's not a screw in there, because basically people are coming back and stealing gas under your credit card number after you leave. Here's a quick rundown of it.
Warning the next time you get gas. West Suburban Northlake police say scammers are trying to steal gas directly from your debit or credit card. Now, here's how the trick works. Scammers jam a small screw into the gas pump's nozzle cradle. When you finish pumping your gas and hang the nozzle up, the screw blocks the lever from closing. The pump thinks you're still fueling. So once you drive away, a thief waiting nearby pulls up and fills their own tank using your card. Police say if you notice a jam pump, alert the gas station attendant immediately.
And this is what happens when you alert the gas station attendants. This is the next, go to the next clip. Clip 14.
Yeah. You see it right there.
You bloody motherfucker!
You know what that is?
No, what is this?
You know what the f that is? You know what the f that is? You're stealing my car. Take that f out. Take the f out or I'll get the cops.
This is
over.
Not where you should.
Take
you
that f out.
Get that f out. Get that f out.
Take that f out.
No, no.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Don't touch
him.
Take that f out. You see that
You see what? That?
What's this talking
take
about?
Take that out.
You talking like that?
All right, I'll get the cops.
Who are you?
Okay.
I'll get the cops. Who the
fuck do you think you
call
are?
Call the cop.
I'll call the cops.
Get him.
All right, we did our best to censor that clip.
You know, damn well you.
You damn.
Yo, take that out.
This is a bad
thing. You talking.
There it is. You're Indian scammers. Now, not all Indians are scammers, so I'm not going to lump everybody into to one big pile of scammery. But it is interesting. We're going to go. Guys, do we have this one? I didn't see that in the list, but that might be in the, yes, this is clip 12. New data shows that once an Indian CEO is hired at a major company, Americans are immediately pushed out and replaced. I wonder if there's any correlation to that in the screwing of Americans. Here's clip 12.
Indians have become CEOs at major American companies, including Microsoft, Google, Adobe, IBM, YouTube, FedEx, and T-Mobile. How are they reshaping U.S. tech firms?
There's an observable correlation between the rise of Indian-born CEOs taking the helms at major U.S. companies and increased offshoring and outsourcing activity to India. In the case of Google, Sundar Pichai became CEO in 2015. And that year, they filed a total of 2,896 H-1B visa applications. However, fast forward 6 years to 2021, they had filed 9,315 H-1B visa applications.
You noticed more Indians working at FedEx internally, so they were outsourcing work to India, is that right?
Offshoring jobs.
And eventually, that's what happened to you?
Correct.
And what happened to your jobs and your team when you were all fired?
They all went to India.
How did it feel to be asked to train your replacement from India?
It was crushing. You go broke.
So no American company has ever been sanctioned for replacing American workers with foreign workers when they didn't have to do so.
Right. That has absolutely never has occurred. Has never occurred.
I had to sell my wonderful, perfect gem of a home in Sunnyvale that was custom made for me.
How long have you been looking for a job?
2 years. I had experience. I should have walked right into these corporate jobs, but I didn't. Why? Because Silicon Valley is flooded with people who will work for two-thirds of the price or even half price.
I think the Indian community has really helped in the growth of America. Just because we come with a lot of academics, right? All Indians are very highly educated, and I think we've always contributed very highly to the Indian, you know, to the American economy.
It felt dehumanizing and it felt humiliating in a way to think that Google cared so little about your investment as a worker on their product that they would just throw it, you know, to any group that they thought might be able to do it.
I'm an American, I'm a U.S. citizen, but I don't feel threatened about my job because I know that I come to work on a daily basis, I perform my job. I don't think I have replaced any U.S. worker here. I've come here, I've worked, I've gone through the whole system and I've kind of adapted myself to the environment and I'm still working, right?
And then to even force you to train your replacement people was sometimes kind of felt mean. You know, and harsh.
You know, it's interesting. I used to work at a company that was owned by Indians. It was called, when I got hired on there, it was called the Jewelry Channel. I was a producer. And that we sold jewelry on TV with techno music. And so the back office, I would say the guys in charge of the gemstones and the jewelry were pretty much all Indians. Like, they didn't allow anybody that wasn't a non-Indian back there. There might have been a few, but the main ones were the Indians. The owner was an Indian, very soft hands. He had the softest hands. When I shook his hand, I'm like, you've never done a lick of labor in your life. He was a billionaire. But what's interesting is that all these Indian guys, they were all nice guys. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. They're all great guys. But they would live, there would be like five or six of them in like a 2-bedroom apartment, and they had no furniture. You know, you'd have like a couple chairs and a TV stand, and that's it. TV with a TV stand, and that's it. Nothing else. You know, and they were either, I think a lot of them were sending their money back home, and that's why they pulled their resources together. It's sort of the same with Hispanics. When they come up from Mexico, they pack into an apartment, and they, any extra money they make, they send back to their families. And there's something to be said for that, you know, as a humanist looking at that. But what's it doing to our country? See, then you got to look at it from the other side. What's it doing to our country? Like we just saw some of these people, you know, going, oh, I don't get, you know, I get fired and I have to train my replacement. I didn't even get to this story. I'll just cover it right here. Largest healthcare fraud in U.S. history, Operation Gold Rush exposes $14 billion medical scam. I'm sorry, $14.6 billion. So that's $14.6 billion medical scam. 324 people charged. Doctors, nurses, and executives in the largest healthcare fraud in history. They did scams. They had mansions. They had crypto. They had stolen things. It's an organized betrayal. So hopefully these people get justice. I want to see 20 years hard labor for these people. 20 years hard labor. That's what I want. And that's what you should want. All right. Don't forget, 50% off. I don't know how long this is going, the mega sale. Let's see if it's got a time on it. 50% off Ultimate Life Force. 40% off Methylene Red, Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue Gummies, MK Ultra, which is the vitamin K and magnesium, which you need those together to make them work better, and the War Cry Smelling Salts. 35% off Zelio Light Tincture, Creatine Powder, creatine something I take every day, CMOS Capsules, Methylene Blue Caps. Actually, and I took a methylene blue cap today as well before I came in here, just so my synapses would fire a little bit better. 30% off iodine tincture, CMOS gummies, Shilajit caps and gummies, ultimate chill and energy. And don't forget, we just launched the 3-gallon gravity fed water filter system made out of a really nice stainless steel. It's got Alex Jones's signature on there. You can get a table with it to, you know, pop it up off the ground, or you can put it on the edge of your counter. You can do it either way. I have mine I have on the edge of my counter where it's been for years. I recommend everybody filter your water. And, you know, you get one of those filters where it's forcing it through, like hooked up to your hose. It's not really doing the job. Gravity fed is the best way to filter your water. And, I've put videos out where I've cleaned the filters after they've been in there. They get a lot of, you know, mineral buildup, chemical buildup, other things. It's amazing that not everybody in the world doesn't filter their water all the time, because you should be filtering your water. This is an investment in your future. Less than $300. In fact, $229 on sale right now. If you're a VIP member, if you join the VIP, $183.99. So $184 right there. Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Filter your water. It's the best thing you could do. My kids basically drink water because you guys are playing it again. They'd filter their water because they know that they should be drinking filtered water. And that's a life lesson they're going to carry with them into the future. My son, oldest son's moved out of the house. He's got a water filter. Okay. He's more aggro than I am about this stuff. So thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for watching the War Room Live. I've been robbed.
At midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name. where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.